football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Well, we're not in a press box. We're outside. And let me tell you, it is beautiful down here in Hanover, Kansas. It is a fair 74-degree day with a 4-mile-per-hour wind from the northwest. And we have a huge matchup here down in Hanover, Kansas, between the Axel Eagles taking on the Hanover Wildcats. Again, this Axel team up to this point in the season, 6-0. Hanover also 6-0 here on the season. Both these teams, they have been well-versed, well-rounded. Axel 3-0 in the TVL. Hanover 4-0 in the Twin Valley League. Both teams here undefeated in district. It's most likely a district title as well as, on top of that, a league title for both of these teams here tonight. Again, this is a big game. There's tons of media coverage here. There's tons of people. They had to lock the front gates because people were trying to pre-order some tickets for tonight's action. And let me tell you, it is a beautiful day. It is a great atmosphere for football. And we have it all here on 92.1 KMZA. Again, I'm Crendon Prophet, joined alongside by my dad here, Troy Prophet. And back in studio, we have Kurt Kilman. But again, Axel Eagles, 6-0 here this season. They extended their winning streak to 58 games with their dominant win last week, 56-0. And a positive for St. Paul compared to Axel's previous 2 weeks. Now, all the points were scored in the first quarter as Axel's wins over Blue Valley Randolph and Wakefield, 54-8 and 46-0. Both those wins for Axel, all their points were scored in the first quarter. But again, this Eagles team, they remain the top one ranked team in 8-man Division II. We mentioned Hanover, number three ranked team in 8-man Division II. This Axel team is led by Wyatt Detweiler, a junior quarterback, 5'11 and 165 pounds. He's had a terrific season this year so far, 39 of 45, 644 yards with 13 touchdowns on the season with a clean slate with no interceptions. He's also rushed for an additional 318 yards this year, 11 touchdowns off 31 carries. The Eagles have combined for 1,292 total yards this year and have scored 35 total offensive touchdowns. And you look at this team last year, they outscored their opponents 772 to 84 the entire year. They've had back-to-back seasons where they've nearly scored 60 total points every game. And not only that, they've had back-to-back years where they've held opponents less than 7 points a game. This is an Axel team that, again, has won 58 straight games and 4 straight consecutive titles with 5 total titles in school history with their one that wasn't a part of this four-peat over the last fall. That was back in 1993 under Clint Bailey, a 13-0 year where Axel won the state championship 38-34 over Kensington. Well, we talked great things about Axel. That doesn't go without saying here on the Hanover side. We're in Hanover, Kansas. Hanover won against the Wakefield Bombers 53-6 last Friday and scored an impressive 44 points in just the first quarter alone of action. They held the Bombers to 26 total plays while only allowing them to pick up 2 total first downs in the matchup. Hanover's defense has only surrendered 63 yards. They only surrendered 63 yards of offense to Wakefield, allowing just an average of 2.7 yards per carry. And as I alluded to before, this is the number three ranked team in 8-man classification too. And by the way, if anybody doesn't know, if anyone's unaware, just for the record, this is one of the most anticipated games in the state of Kansas. And the question that everybody is asking, can Hanover snap the Axel winning streak of 58 straight games? Because it was Axel who snapped the 43 straight winning streak against Hanover all those years ago, just a couple of years ago, actually. And again, that snapped a 43-game winning streak, 3 straight titles for Hanover. That came at an end because there was, well, a new animal in town, and that was the Axel Eagles. And again, they have won 4 consecutive in a row here. But looking at this all-time series, Hanover is about 35-20 against Axel, including a fun fact, it's high back in 1967 of 6-6. But Hanover, they have lost five straight here to Axel, and this is a game that this entire community has been waiting for. They've marked it on their calendar. It's been on the fridge. It's been all around the house. It's Axel Eagles, as just every team has put that target on their back to be the team that finally ends that state-leading winning streak that has just been on a tear this season as they continue to be dominant. They bring dominance in every game they've played. I will mention here just a stat for this game particularly. Axel does come in today with five total turnovers, four fumbles, as well as one interception. It wasn't thrown by Detweiler, though. It was actually thrown by Colin Shaughnessy, who's been a terrific player this year, just not behind center as the quarterback, but in every other department, he's been an all-around great player, both receiving, rushing, special teams. He's just kind of been a do-it-all utility knife for this team, and he's been able to overall get it done. Axel Eagles are head coached by Eric Detweiler, who enters his 13th season here. The last time this Axel Eagles team actually was under 500 was, you'd have to go back 9 years ago to 2016, where they went 4-5. The Hanover Wildcats are head coached by Matt Hoyer, who's impressively in his 21st season here over the Hanover Wildcats. And, you know, I mentioned how stout Axel is with their state titles, five in program history, but then you got to look at Hanover, and this is a team that has been incredible when it comes to state titles. They have won seven state titles in program history. Six have been which under head coach Matt Hoyer. Championship years here for this team. Back in 1979 was their first title, in 08, 09, 16, 17, 18, and 20. And again, this is a Hanover team that saw a lot of improvement last year, going 8-2, but unfortunately kind of not at a match to Axel. And they anticipated when they went into that game last season that, hey, we're going to be the team that comes out and we're going to be the team that finally snaps Axel's winning streak. But, well, that couldn't be any farther from the truth, as last year Axel beat Hanover 58-12. So are we going to see a similar story unfold this season for this game here tonight? Well, honestly, I'm not sure. It's two great teams, two powerhouses in the state of Kansas here on 92.1 KMCA. Upcoming here, I sit down and I, like a book, I just ran in my mouth. Thanks for being outside. Okay, anyway, even the Bucks are into this game. Okay, anyway, Axel Eagles, Hanover Wildcats. I sit down and talk with head coach Eric Detweiler coming up here for 6 minutes and talk about some keys this matchup here tonight. Again, all upcoming here on 92.1 KMZA. So after we sit down and talk with head coach Eric Detweiler, we'll come back and we'll get one more time, kind of talk about some pregame action here. Again, kickoff will be at 7 o'clock. Once we get that going, we'll take another step aside for the national anthem, and then we'll be straight into kickoff action. Again, this is a big matchup between two of these teams, undefeated overall, undefeated in the Twin Valley League, and undefeated in district. I also, real quick, before we send it back, I would like to say our entire broadcasting schedule is, again, we are loaded with games tonight. Of course, Axel here at Hanover, 92.1 KMZA, Hiawatha at Holton, both on Hiawatha and the Holton channel, as well as 103.9 at KNZA. Parsons at Atchison on Care 93.7. We got Jacksonites at Valley Falls at Cobra Channel. Oskaloosa at Sevesta on the Sevesta Channel. And Osage City at Silver Lake on the Silver Lake Channel. So, again, stepping aside here, we'll go and chat with head coach Eric Detweiler, again, in his 13th season here for Axel. And then we will come back and we will continue pregame here right before kickoff. It's the number one ranked Axel Eagles. Waiting for another fly to throw in my mouth? Nope. Okay, I can say it this time. And the undefeated Hanover Wildcats down here in Hanover, Kansas. All right, we're going to step aside. We'll be back in about 12 minutes here, down live at Hanover, Kansas.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Tanya Nolberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home.
Right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
At Sabetha Community Hospital, our outpatient clinic brings specialists to you. We offer nearly 30 different specialists, reducing the number of long drives and travel time you have to make to the city. You can see top-notch specialists in pain management, dermatology, cardiology, and more without leaving town. Get the expert care you need close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Pre-game coverage here continuing on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Krenner Prophet alongside head coach Eric Detweiler. We sit down and talk again. The Eagles head coach Eric Detweiler, solid start off to the year to the season, 6-0, 3-0 in league play, and 2-0 in district,
Detroit,
facing the number three ranked team in the state in the Hanover Wildcats. Axel sitting here at number one in the state. Coach, real quick, this is going to be a great atmosphere for football, a state-like atmosphere. What can you tell me about what it's going to be like here tonight against this Hanover team?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be crazy and kind of like a state title game atmosphere at all. You know, I heard cars have been lining up in Hanover for the last few days to try to get that front row parking, you know, several days in advance. And you know, I know there's several radio stations and sports and news outlets here tonight, you know, for this game. So it's going to be crazy and exciting. And you know, we're excited for the matchup.
So you're saying you're probably going to have to pre-order your tickets for this matchup tonight, then?
Yeah, absolutely. Parking might be at exclusive, you know, here tonight.
Yeah, and real quick, how are you going to handle that pressure? Again, you mentioned it's going to be a state-like atmosphere. Last season, it was kind of the same feeling. Everyone, again, Hanover, you know, with much anticipation and that losing streak. Of course, you came up victorious in the big game, 58-12. But how are you going to handle that pressure tonight?
You know, a lot of these kids have played in the last, you know, four state championships. Obviously, they're not the last four, I should say, but the last couple. And you know, so they've played in big-time games before where this isn't something new to them. So, you know, I always tell our kids to be prepared. And if you're prepared, you got nothing to lose at the end of the day if you did your homework. And, you know, I feel our kids have done a great job of that. And so hopefully we won't be nervous here tonight and just play to our ability.
And what are the keys here for your offense to stay balanced in both rushing and passing here in this matchup?
Yeah, you know, kind of win the line of scrimmage. Obviously, if your quarterback's got time to throw, or if you win the line of scrimmage where you can run the ball take advantage of that, that's always key, and that's, you know, key tonight. But I think just, you know, match their intensity and electricness of the atmosphere tonight and, you know, hopefully don't get overwhelmed and just play smart, fundamental football.
Well, what's it going to take here to limit Hanover's offense? Again, Kadrick Cohurst has returned here to be the team's starting quarterback this season. What's it going to be like limiting that Hanover offense here tonight?
Well, you know, I'm sure we're going to see stuff tonight that we haven't seen on film yet. You know, so we just got to learn to adjust on the fly. Kadrick does extremely well, you know, extremely good job for them. I've kind of known him. Him and my son have played baseball together, you know, earlier in their career. So, yeah, I know he's a very headsy guy that does a good job for them. So the most, like, I think we just kind of adapt on the fly and control what we can control.
Well, this season, the offense has not produced many turnovers. Your defense has been a mean green turnover machine. How important tonight are turnovers for this matchup?
Well, you know, in eight-man football, you know, momentum is a huge thing. And obviously turnovers is extremely valuable to that. So, you know, if we can get a turnover or two here and there and, you know, kind of swing the momentum if we need to swing it in our favor is always extremely important. And hopefully we can kind of win that battle tonight and, you know, just keep the ball rolling at all times.
And both you and Hanover have been very explosive in the last couple of weeks in the first quarter. What's it going to take here for your team to limit that explosiveness on their end, but also come out with intensity on your own?
Well, hopefully we don't give up any big chunk plays. You know, like I said, that's a huge momentum thing and where we can make them have sustained drives and hopefully they'll make a mistake or get a penalty, you know, in those drives where it kind of puts them in second or third and long and kind of gets them behind the chain. So I think that's important. I think just the intensity, the energy of the atmosphere, you know, tonight, hopefully we can, continue that and, you know, hopefully our kids obviously know the value of the game and what it feels like to play in these games. So you just kind of use that energy and play smart football.
Well, we've talked about the offensive a lot, but real quick, just keying on an important play here, Wyatt Detweyer for your team. He's had an incredible season so far, nearly 1,000 total yards of offense. What can you tell me about this matchup tonight and what's he going to bring to the table?
Well, he's going to be extremely important, you know, for us tonight to be able to read the defenses and, you know, pick up blitz and, you know, make audible calls and do everything that a quarterback is supposed to. So, you know, he's been doing his homework, watching game film and trying to learn as much as he can to prepare himself for the game. And, you know, so far this year has done a great job of that. So, you know, we don't expect anything but, you know, his best this evening.
Well, what do you see here from Hanover compared to last season? We mentioned the 58-12 was the final score last year. I mean, what are you seeing from the tape from this team tonight?
Well, their athleticism, I think it's quite a bit better than it was last year. You know, I think I said earlier that their kids are, you know,
yeah,
played.
I'm
a lot of
down.
These kids were here last year. They, you know,
there,
a year
so.
Bigger and stronger and faster and quite honestly, more experienced. You know, I think they're well coached. That the coach puts them
that's
in the
fine.
Right positions
that's
and gets them ready for, you know,
that's
for these
fine.
Big time matchups. So, you know, I think all those things in one makes them such a great team. And you know, they got culture. They've got history of, you know, state titles and all that. And so, you know, culture goes a long ways in small town football and they got that on their side as well.
Well, lastly, what are some major keys here and what is it going to take to extend this Axtell winning streak to 59 games in a row?
Yeah, you know, just, you know, match the intensity and exceed their intensity, win the line of scrimmage and, you know, obviously don't give up big chunk plays. And I think just keep the momentum in our favor as long as possible on it. And hopefully we can be successful with that.
Well, Coach, again, thank you for taking some time out of your day to talk with me before this matchup here tonight. It's going to be a state-like atmosphere. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great eight-man football. Again, Coach, thank you for joining us and good luck tonight.
Yeah, many times.
That was head coach Eric Detweiler of the Axtell Eagles. Again, the Eagles this season 6-0 on the year, 3-0 in the league, and 2-0 in the district. They're facing an undefeated Hanover in every single department as well. One of the biggest games here in the state of Kansas, and pregame coverage continues here on 92.1 KMZA. Kickoff here shortly.
KMTS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history.
Yep.
They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. KMTS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KMTS.com. Time Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's calling for you.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sidelines supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shot. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Flu season is here. Protect yourself and your family with a flu shot from Seneca Family Practice. Join our drive-through clinics at the Community Building parking lot on October 8th and 15th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Walk-in clinics will be held October 11th and 18th from 9 a.m. to noon at Seneca Family Practice. Appointments preferred, but walk-ins welcome. Forms are available online at nemvch.com or the day of the clinic. For questions, call 785-336-6107. Stay healthy this season and get your flu shot today.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Grab your gear, don't wait too late. October 17th's the date. Milwaukee Tools, the deal is prime. Stahlbaumer Lumber, it's savings time. Power strong, price is right. Milwaukee savings shine so bright at Stahlbaumer Lumber. Hear us say, October 17th, it's your day. Located in Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the number one game here in the entire state of Kansas, or else at least that's what I'm going to claim it to be. All eyes, all ears, all feet, all whatever here on this matchup here tonight in Hanover, Kansas. It's the number three ranked team in eight-man division two, the Hanover Wildcats, taking on the Axel Eagles, the number one ranked team in eight-man division two, 58 consecutive wins, including four straight consecutive titles. A couple years ago, it was Axel that ended a 43 straight game winning streak against Hanover. That was right after they had won three straight consecutive titles. Axel, they did them better. They put another one up there. And here, it'll be Hanover that receives, it'll be Axel that receives and gets the ball first here to start this first half. And tell you what, that is a deadly offense to give this ball to first. The Axel Eagles, again, led by Wyatt Detweiler, a quarterback, head coach by Eric Detweiler, entering his 13th season. The Hanover Wildcats are head coached by Matt Hoyer, entering year number 21. Hoyer has won six titles with his team, three consecutively in a row from, again, the years 16, 17, and 18. But again, the Hanover Wildcats, or excuse me, the Axel Eagles, they have four state titles under head coach Eric Detweiler, all those consecutively here in a row. Well, I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful night, 74 degrees, a Drew Brees, as Brandon Tatman would call it, as he's right now in the Bahamas, taking a day off tonight from calling games. The 4 mile per hour wind from the northwest, the field here sets north to south, and the Hanover Wildcats, they will kick right to left here your dial, and the Axel Eagles, they will drive left to right. The Hanover Wildcats in the blue tops, blue bottoms with the red and white linings and the red numerals, white top helms. And then over on the Axel side, it is the all white out, ice cold, as this Eagle motto has been this year for the Eagles. 6-0, 3-0 in the TVO, 3-0 in the district, a team that has averaged over 50 points a game this season. They have had consecutive years, four straight years, they've averaged over 50 points per game and held teams to under 7 points per game. With all that being said, it's kickoff down here from Hanover, Kansas. Crittenden Prophet, Troy Prophet, Kirk Kilman back in studio. And here's the kickoff. It's Kick Gaper from Hanover. And back to receive both Landon Schmitz and Colin Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy gets it from the left side. He turns it past the 10-yard line. He's still up on his feet, and he's down just in front of the 20. And here are the Axel Eagles, the much-anticipated offense that has been a power this year. Looking at this team's stats, 215 yards per game, 10.5 yards per play. They got 1,292 yards on the season, 310 total points. Wyatt Detweiler commanding this offense in shotgun. Landon Schmitz, Joe Leibarger, the backs. Colin Shaughnessy and Abram Costal. Split out on the left side. Detweiler in shotgun. Axel starting this one with on their own 19-yard line. We begin the first quarter action between Axel and Hanover. And this first play is a rush just up the middle to the right side for Wyatt Detweiler. A carry of 2 yards for Wyatt Detweiler. That brings up a second down and 8. Ball now on the 22-yard line. Axel Eagles here in their own territory. By the way, as a reminder, we are in 8-man football. This field is not 100 yards long. It is 80 yards long. And midfield is not 50, it is the 40-yard line. Wyatt Detweiler here back in shotgun. Joining him to his right side is Landon Schmitz, a CDL first-team returner. Great player last season. Schmitz in motion out to the right side. Now Detweiler is pressured and sacked at the 10-yard line. A huge sack coming through was Tanner Bruna, the defensive tackle. And that puts Axel way behind the sticks. A loss of over 10 yards on the sack. And now the Axel Eagles are brought up on a third down and 17. Axel, they are 7 of 13 on third downs this year, converting 54%. Last year they were converting well over 90% on third down. Here, Wyatt Detweiler in the empty set. He's got four in protection. Detweiler, pump fakes left side. He steps out to his left side. It's third and 17. Looking for the first down, and he is going to be wrapped up again. Another sack taken away here from the Hanover defense, and probably for the first time this season, and the first time in probably 5 years, this Axel team has been three and outed on their opening drive, and the Hanover Wildcats will anticipate the ball. In the return is Langston Stahlbaumer, the 5 foot 11, 150-pound junior. Punting it here for the Axel Eagles. Left to right is Wyatt Detweiler. Eagles punting from their own 14-yard line after the back-to-back sacks. Stahlbaumer backing up past the 30. He gathers. Now he's past the 35. Midfield 40. Busting out left side. And he'll step out at the Axel 30-yard line. The Hanover Wildcats here with early momentum against the Axel Eagles. And if you're Axel, again, this is your toughest opponent you've faced this season. Both teams in the top three this year. Ball spotted at exactly the Axel 30-yard line. It is 0-0, 9:40 remaining here in the first quarter. Hanover. Now with the ball at the Axel 30-yard line. Forcing Axel upon on three and out. In shotgun, commanding this team this year has been Kadra Cohurst. He hands it off to the left side, stumbling and bumbling out to the 25-yard line. A 5-yard carry for it was Alec Juneman. Alec Juneman, a second-team TBL offense player, a 5'9", 160-pound junior. Officially a 4-yard carry. So it brings up second down and six. Hanover now on the Axel 26-yard line. And a nice punt return for Alec Juneman to set Hanover up in the Axel 30. Second and six on the Axel 26, 9 minutes left here in the first quarter. Still 0-0. Pitch out to the right side here. Cutting and finding a hole on the left side. Barreling over an Axel linebacker. A big run for Hanover's Cooper Bruna, the sophomore, getting a pitch to the right side. And back-to-back runs here have been positive for the Hanover Wildcats. It's now third down and one. Ball on the Axel 21-yard line. Hanover quickly coming back out. Again, Kadra Cohurst here in the pistol formation. Full back and a running back in the backfield. Now it's a pitch out to the left side. Bruna has it, and he is brought down short of the first down. A huge tackle from Axel. That up front unit coming up big. They're on that defensive line, Logan Sandman and Riley Hazenkamp. Sandman, who leads the team with 26 tackles and 3 sacks this year. It's a loss of one, and both teams here 0-for-1 on third downs. Can Hanover convert the fourth? It's fourth and two at the Axel 22, and already here we're going to see a timeout from the Hanover sideline. Timeout taken by Matt Hoyer, trying to find a play in the pocket to pick up a fourth and two on the Axel 22-yard line after forcing a three and out on Axel's first drive. Hanover with the ball, 0-0, 8:03 remaining here in the first quarter. We're back after 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need 2 forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to MSC Sports Radio Network. It's America's top game of the year, or, well, the state of Kansas. which for most people is the same of the year here. It's the Axel Eagles, number one team in 8-man Division II, against the number three-ranked 8-man Division II Hanover Wildcats. Both teams undefeated. Hanover just took a timeout to evaluate a 4th-and-2 at the Axel 22-yard line. They select to go for it here. Man in motion to the right side. Stepping back, looking to pass. First pass play this game. Trying to cut to the outside. First down is picked up by Cooper Bruna. A 3-yard reception out of the backfield. And that swing will be enough for the first down. Hanover, their first down of the game. They had to really work for it. They had to pick up a 4th down and 2. They had a 3rd down and 1, but then a huge tackle in the backfield forced the 4th and 2. Hanover burnt their first time out of their pocket. Now they have it 1st and 10 at the Axel 19-yard line. 7:43 remaining in the first quarter. It's 0-0 still. But Hanover, they are in the caboose here. It's going to be a keeper left side, but stuffed. That's Kadra Cohurst. Tackle is made by Wyatt Detweiler. Wyatt Detweiler is 22nd tackle this season and over 40 tackles last year. It was a carry of 2 for Kadra Cohurst. On that offensive line, you got Eli Heineman, Tanner Bruna, and Max Dragiston all blocking up front for Kadra Cohurst. A honorable mention in the Twin Valley League. He was kind of back and forth in the quarterback position last year. This year, he's been the certified starter. Twins out left side, wide to the right. 2nd down and 8 here. Swing out to the left side, and almost a 1st down here going out of bounds to the 10-yard line. That'll be short by just 2 yards. It was to Braylon Mime, a 6-yard reception. That brings up a 3rd down and 2. And here are the Hanover Wildcats. They are chipping against this Axel defense. An Axel defense that has only allowed 2.3 points per game this season. And well, Hanover's defense, they've only allowed 3.3 points per game this season. So you got to assume, well, someone's going to be giving up more than a touchdown here in this game. 3rd down and 3 at the Axel 11-yard line. As I mentioned, in the driver's seat here is Kadra Cohurst and the Hanover Wildcats. Running up, Cooper Bruni, he's got the 1st down. He spun down and brought down within the 5-yard line, short of the end zone. But it's going to be a carry of 7 yards, brings up 1st and goal from the Axel 4-yard line. 6:45 remaining here in this first quarter. Hanover Wildcats looking to get the first touchdown of this game. They've averaged 49.8 points per game this season with 299 points total. Here they have a chance to score first against Axel after forcing the 3-and-out. This would be a huge statement here as Hanover will get the ball to the 2nd half. 1st and goal from the 5. Here, Mine in motion. It's going to be a handoff up the middle, but it's stopped by a flock of Eagles. Coming in there with the charge for Axel, Bill Liebarger. Liebarger this season, 18 total tackles. The 6'2", 170-pound sophomore. His brother is Joe Liebarger. He's a starting defensive back with 14 tackles this season. He is a junior for Axel. 2nd down and 6. Loss of a couple there for Hanover. Still at the Axel 6-yard line. This is a defining moment in this game. Hanover, they've already converted a 4th and 2 on this drive. Swing pass out to the right side. It was to Cooper Bruna. 2nd down and 6. 2nd and goal from the 6-yard line here in Axel territory. Man in motion. It's going to be a keeper, quarterback keeper here, left side. And Cohurst will be dragged down at the 5-yard line. So only a carry, a minuscule carry of 1 yard for Cohurst. Brings up 3rd and goal from the 5. And if you were to reckon here, most likely this is 2-down territory for Hanover. They will want to try to push and punch this one into the end zone. And tell you what, Hanover's defense, they came out with lightning in a bottle in that first defensive drive, forcing a 3-and-out with 2 sacks against the Hanover offense. Here, Hanover, a chance to take the lead here with less than 5 minutes to go in this first quarter, 0-0. 3rd and goal here from the 5. Cohurst dropping back, looks to his right side, throws a slant, and it's low pointed and caught towards the ground. And they're going to spot it on the 1-yard line. Braylon Mine, he only needed an extra half a foot to get into the end zone. So it's 4th and goal from the 1-yard line. Well, I know they're the Wildcats and not the Eagles, but you'd reckon a tush-push here maybe to get this one into the end zone, and that looks maybe be the case here. Here, Cohurst, and it's going to be the quarterback sneak. He's not in yet. He finds an opening to the left side, though, and he goes into the end zone. He was initially stopped on the outside by Joe Liebarger, but he was able to break free and scamper for the one-yard score of the Hanover Wildcats here. Turning up on their first defensive and now offensive drive, a 30-yard drive put together in over 5 minutes and 23 seconds off the board. Hanover going up 6-0 against Axtell. And again, this team, they get the ball to start the second half. They actually decided to defer, and that's a statement against Axtell when you win fast and choose to defer. Cadre Cohurst here for the two-point conversion. He is alone in the backfield. He sends Langston Stahlbomber to his right side in motion. Now three heavy out to the right. Here, stepping up, Cohurst just tosses it up in the air, but it's deflected. A big pass deflection by Colin Shaughnessy. Huge pass deflection by the 6'1" senior. 6-0, 4:07 left to go in the first quarter. Hanover leads over Axtell. Hanover scoring on their first drive of the game. Axtell, they were 3-and-out. They have a chance to get the ball right back here and go and respawn. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know 1 in 8 women in the United States will be diagnosed with breast cancer? The good news? When caught early, the 5-year survival rate is nearly 99%. Early detection is key, and Sabetha Community Hospital is here to help. We're proud to offer state-of-the-art 3D mammograms, which provide a clear view to help detect breast cancer early. Don't wait. Call 785-284-2121 to schedule your mammogram today.
Kansaland Radio.
Hanover Wildcats up 6-0 against the Axtell Eagles. The number 3-ranked team taking on the number 1-ranked team. Hanover the 3 and Axtell the number 1. But it's Hanover with the lead by 6-0, 4:07 remaining here in this first quarter. Hanover, they converted 2 fourth downs on that scoring drive starting at the Axtell 30-yard line. Axtell, they were 3-and-out on their first offensive drive here. They will start their second. Hunter Kickafer here on the kickoff here, booted out to the left side. Colin Shaughnessy, 5 points, it picks it up. He's past the 5-yard line, out to the 10, the 15, cuts it back inside, and there's going to be a flag thrown at the 20-yard line, which Shaughnessy will barrel down towards. So here are the Axtell Eagles looking to set up their second drive of the game, but if that flag potentially a holding call against the offense, that would set him back 10 yards. And it's a holding call against the return team. So the Axtell Eagles will go back from the 20. Well, actually, it'd be a spot foul where he was at. So we'll actually have to see where exactly they had that flag originally. So looks like they did go from where he actually fell down at, which was the 21-yard line. So it'll be 10 yards from that point. Axtell starts their second drive of the game here from their own 11-yard line with 4 minutes exactly left to go here in this first quarter. 6-0 Hanover leads. Actually, they're 3-and-out on their first drive, allowed 2 sacks on the Wyatt Detweiler. Detweiler in shotgun. He will send Schmitz in motion. Detweiler, he will keep. He will then pitch it to the left side. Down the field here, picking up a first down and more way past the 30-yard line. A huge carry for the Axtell Eagles. That was Joe Liebarger. That is his 12th carry of the season. He's well now over 130 yards carrying this year. Schmitz, he's a good number one back here on this team, but he did break his thumb a couple weeks ago, so he does have that casted. So you might not see a whole lot of handoffs to him. As this Axtell team, they have fumbled 4 times this season. So it's a big gain. It's a 17-yard gain. Axtell at their own 28-yard line, first down and 10. Detweiler in shotgun here, and it looks like this might be a false start on the offense. And now back them up 5 yards. First and 15 now. For Axtell, they've already had 2 flags here in this first quarter. They have gone backwards quite a lot. But this is an Axtell team that can get explosive at any moment. And you gotta keep in mind, this is a team that lost 2 of the best football players that never lost a game in their entire football history from the time they were playing in diapers. And that was Brandon Schmesley and Eli Brockman last year. Brockman is now at Baker University, and Brockman is now at KU. Here, first and 15 from the 23-yard line. Pitch out to the right side. It's to Joe Liebarger, and it'll be a pickup of about 4 yards for Liebarger. It'll bring up a second down. Actually, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds way earlier than where he fell out of. So it's only going to be a 2-yard rush for Liebarger. Brings up second down and 13. Ball now on the Axel 25-yard line. And Wyatt Detweiler, this season, he's got over 30 carries for over 320 yards rushing, 11 rushing touchdowns, just one fumble. He's yet to throw an interception, though, this year. Second and 13. Axel thrown 25-yard line. Tight end left side, a wide to the left. Here, Detweiler over the middle, caught by Colin Shaughnessy right between the middle hash marks. Well, there are no hash marks in this field, but where they would be, you can imagine. A good catch, a strong catch by Colin Shaughnessy. Still short of the first down. It was only a pickup of 6 yards. But Shaughnessy did a nice job rotating his body and adjusting it to his left shoulder to make that catch and to hold tight onto it because he was blown up quick by the linebacker. And now it's a third down and 7. Axel so far here, 0-1 on third down. Why is that? Why are their crowd excited here on the Hanover side? Schmitz in motion. Detweiler will keep here. He'll pitch to the left side. Liebarger trying to reach for the first down, but he's way short by 6 yards. A 1-yard carry by Liebarger. He was caught outside. That Hanover defense, they are flowing to the ball. They are watching. Their vision towards that Axel backfield has just been incredible. And that brings up a fourth down and 5. Axel 0-for-2 on third downs tonight. They came in today nearly 50% on the season. Here they are 0-for-2. And this is an Axel team that may just have their 58th consecutive win streak potentially beat here against Hanover, because Hanover, they have come out and they have shined a bright light so far. But this is an Axel team that has been incredible so far this season, the last 4 years. And this is an Axel team that says, all right, we're going to come out and go for it. Well, right before the play clock run out, they will call it a timeout here. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Again, Axel Eagles looking to trying to get something going here against Hanover. It's Hanover on top, 6-0, 2:11 left to go here in this first quarter. Axel with the ball at their own 34-yard line. It's fourth down and 5.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Panzaland Radio.
2:11 remaining in the first quarter. 6-0, the Hanover Wildcats reign supreme here over the Axel Eagles. Eagles are on a fourth down and 5. They punted it last time within their own 20 at their own 14. Axel are going to elect to go for it on their own 34-yard line. Fourth and 5. Detweiler in shotgun. Wins out to his right side. Detweiler, he's got pressure. He escapes the sack. Left side, looking for the first down. He's got it and more. A huge fourth down for the Axel Eagles. Converted. A 12-yard carry for Wyatt Detweiler. That brings up now a first and 10 at the Hanover 35-yard line. A defining moment there in this game here for Axel, because you don't make that first down off that fourth and 5. You give Hanover the ball at your own 34-yard line, and they just went down and scored from your own 30. So big first down here converted for Axel, their first of the night. Here, Wyatt Detweiler, first and 10 at the Hanover 35-yard line. Detweiler, he'll draw right up the middle, and he'll carry it forward for 4 yards. He'll bring up second down and 6. Ball at the Hanover 31-yard line, 1:50 remaining of the first quarter. It's Hanover 6, Axel to 0. This is probably the first time that the Axel Eagles have been tested this hard here in the last 5 years. Detweiler in shotgun, second down and 6. Dropping back with his right side. He will get deflected by that defensive line up front by Hanover. That'll bring up a third down and six. Up front there, Tanner Bruna, Max Dragoson, Eli Hyman, Alex Juneman. Lots of length up front there. They're on the defensive line for Hanover. Brings up third down and six. Also here at the Hanover 31-yard line. 6-0, 1:29 left to go here in the first quarter. Hanover leads, but it's Axel driving here. They picked up two first downs so far on this drive, including the massive fourth down and five conversion at their own 35-yard line. Wyatt Detweiler, third and six. Big crowd noise on the right side. Detweiler, he'll look to the flat to the right and completing it, but we'll see if they give the forward progress to Joe Liebarger. He may just be short by a yard, and he will be. So a completion of 5 yards. And it's now fourth and one from the 26 in Hanover territory. And the Axel Eagles convert two fourth downs on this drive. Axel, so far, they are 0 for 3 on third downs in this game, but they are 1 for 1 on fourth downs. Here they are in much more probably preferred territory to go for on a fourth down. It's fourth and one at the Hanover 26. Wyatt Detweiler using the hard count. Here he hikes it to the right side. First down, short of the 20. But past the first down sticks by 4 yards. Wyatt Detweiler using his shoulder pads and his brute strength to pick up that first down, a 3-yard carry. Wyatt Detweiler, he has been a great player for this team the last 2 years, both a freshman and sophomore. Most likely would have been the quarterback of this team as a freshman if not for Brandon Schmesley. But Detweiler, he has been the quarterback this year as a junior, and he has been stellar for this team. Here he looks to lead a scoring drive here against Hanover with 11 seconds remaining in this first quarter. It's 6-0 Hanover lead. First and 10 at the 23 in Hanover territory. Detweiler takes it to the left side off a carry, and he'll have it for 3 yards. He'll bring up a second down and seven, and the clock is stopped at 1 second right now, and here they finally let it run down, and that will conclude our first quarter. Who could have seen this one coming? It's the Hanover Wildcats up 6-0 here over the Axel Eagles. Axel, they'll get it back. They'll keep it here to start the second quarter on a second down and seven here in the Wildcats Hanover's red zone at the 20. We'll be back in 60 here on 92.1 KMZA. It's your game of the week.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
It's Kansas's game of the century, if you will. Second down and seven here. Ball at the 20-yard line. Hanover territory. Saxton with it. Starting the second quarter down 6-0. And an end around here to the left side. Schmitz has it towards the end zone. Still up on his feet. Can he get there? He is short by a yard. A 19-yard carry for Landon Schmitz off the end around. Really nice play there set up by the Axel Eagles. They went to the right side. They pitched it behind to Schmitz. A really solid play call there by head coach Eric Detweiler, and that's a first and goal from the 1 yard line. The biggest play here for the Axel Eagles so far in this game. And on that Hanover scoring drive, they had to convert two fourth downs. Axel, they've converted two fourth downs as well, but first and goal from the 1. Axel trying to tie it at 6-6 with 11 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Detweiler in shotgun. He's going to keep it to the right side between the guard and the tackle, and he pinballs his way into the end zone. The Axel Eagles have tied this one up, at 6 apiece. It's 11-24 remaining of this first half. Both teams deadlocked at 6. There's a flag carry on the far side for Axel Eagles, showing the Axel Eagle banner. They got a big crowd here. Of course, no crowd really bigger than the Hanover crowd standing behind me. A big tailgate here to come out and support this game. So 11:24 remaining in the second quarter, 6-6. Eagles just scored. They will now go for the two-point conversion to take the lead here over Hanover. Well, in shotgun, it's Colin Shaughnessy. It's not Wyatt Detweiler. Shaughnessy was the backup quarterback coming into the season. It's going to be a keeper right up the middle, but he will be short. We will stay tied at 6-6 with 11:24 remaining in the second quarter. Hanover due to get the ball back with a chance to respond here on 92.1 KMZ. We take a step aside for a quick 30.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with Mass, Communion, Bingo, hosting Rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
It's Friday Night Lights, but the lights couldn't be brighter here on the most circled game in Kansas today. It's the Hanover Wildcats against the Axel Eagles. It's tied 6-6 with 11:24 remaining in the second quarter. Axel, they just scored, and well, both scoring drives were pretty much the same for both teams nearly. Axel, they converted two fourth downs for their scoring drive. Hanover, they converted two fourth downs on their scoring drive. Both quarterbacks, Kadri Coerst and Wiley Deller, rushed in from the 1 yard line. 11:24 remaining here in this first half. And Landon Schmitz here to kick it off towards the Hanover Wildcats. And here the Eagles, booting it to the left side, left of your dial here. And it will go towards the back of the end zone and out. And the Hanover Wildcats will start here over on a touchback at their own 15-yard line. 11:24 remaining in this second quarter, 6-6. Hanover, their first drive of the game. They took 5 minutes, 33 seconds off the clock. It was a 30-yard drive capped off by the rush from the 1 yard line by Kadri Coerst, the Arlen mentioned Twin Valley League junior returning for this season. This team is, again, dominated with nearly 50 points a game this year. Here they start from their own 15-yard line. It's Hanover. First and 10. Coerst in shotgun. He hands it out to the left side. Bruna shedding a tackle. Still up on his feet. First down and more. And apprehended at the 30-yard line. It's a 15-yard carry for Cooper Bruna. Alec Judeman on the carry. We've seen Alec Judeman and Cooper Bruna in the backfield here. Also, don't forget Brody Sawchek, a 5'10", 185-pound junior, who's also blended well into that Hanover backfield. First and 10. Hanover at their own 31-yard line, 9 yards away from midfield. Again, it's 8-man football, 80 yards is the field length. Here, right side swing out, Braylon Mine. He throws a stiff arm to get up to the 36-yard line, but there's a flag right after. There's clapping on the Hanover side, so most likely a personal foul against the Axel Eagles. The pickup was for 6 yards to make a second down and 4, but this is pointed against Axel. It was a horse collar tackle called against the Eagles. So that'll be 15 yards from the end of the play. The play ended at the 36-yard line, so you'll tack 15 yards into that. Hanover will now move here past the Hanover 30-yard line and have it at the, or excuse me, the Axel 30-yard line. They'll have it at the Axel 29. Here, Hanover first and 10 from the Axel 29-yard line. It's 6-6, 10:49 remaining in the second quarter. Hanover driving on this second drive of the game. And Coerst, left side here, and now he keeps it for a 5-yard carry. Brings up second down and 5. This Axel Eagles defense, about 166 total tackles on the season coming into the day. They had 11 interceptions on the season, nearly averaging over 2 turnovers a game and 11 total sacks. They have not been able to get into the backfield, though, tonight, except for one time on Hanover. Second down and 6 at the 4-yard carry from Kedrick Coher. Second and 6, Hanover at the actual 25-yard line. Trying to take the lead here, tied 6-6 with 10 minutes to go in the first half. Pitch out of the right side. Here's the end around. Hunter kick Afer, but this time it's almost blown up, but he's able to stay up on his feet and bust out to the left side. He's still going past the 20 to the 15-yard line. And originally, it looks like Hunter kick Afer was going to get tackled all the way back at the 35-yard line, but he's able to not only get back to the original line of scrimmage, but pick up the first down and more. So that was about 30 yards of running for a 6-yard gain about. 9:57 remaining of the second quarter. 6-6 still here. Hanover. Driving in the front seat. At the Axel 16-yard line, first and 10. Here, keeping it up the middle, still on his feet, shimmying and shaking into the end zone is Kedrick Coers from 16 yards out. And just like that, the Hanover Wildcats have struck on back-to-back drives. Kedrick Coers here with his second rushing touchdown of the game. 16-yard scamper. He took it between the center and the guard. And was able to shimmy and shake, break a couple of defenders' ankles. And now Hanover leads 12-6 with 9:49 left to go in the second quarter. So the two-point conversion now. Both teams have been unsuccessful on this two-point conversion. It's going to be a handoff to the middle of Juniman, and he is stuffed like a Thanksgiving turkey. That's a month from now, but making some of you guys hungry at home. Well, it's 12-6. Hanover leads with 9:49 remaining here in this second quarter. Axel, a chance to respond. We'll be back after a quick 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Kansaland Radio.
9:49 remaining here of the first half. Axel down by 6, 12-6 here to the Hanover Wildcats. Hanover, the number 3 ranked team in 8-man Division 2, taking on the number 1 ranked team in 8-man Division 2, the Axel Eagles. But it's Hanover who's up 12-6 with 9:49 remaining in the second quarter. Hanover, they have scored on now back-to-back drives off the legs of Kedrick Coherst. The Eagles, they had to work hard for their last drive. They had to go over 50 yards down the field and convert 2 fourth downs, one at their own 35-yard line. It was a good call there by Eric Detweiler. Here, Hunter kick Afer, kicking left or right of your dial. Down towards the Axel Eagles. It's Colin Shaughnessy. Will watch the ball soar over his head. And the Axel Eagles will start on their third possession at their own 15-yard line, down 12-6 with 9:49 remaining in the second quarter. Axel 3 and added on their first drive. Their second drive, a little more well put together. I mentioned that they had 2 converted fourth downs on that drive. One was a 4th and 5. The other was a 4th and 1. But so far, they are 0-for-3 on third down. So they need to find some efficiency in that department. 1st and 10, Axel from their own 15. Detweiler in shotgun. Twin bunch to the left side. Now Schmesley will be in motion. Here he gets it on the jet toss up front, and he'll take it forward for 3 yards with the jet pass. So that'll bring up 2nd down and 7 off the 3-yard reception. And here, coming in from the sideline, getting the call from Eric Detweiler, Abram Kostel. He's got 3 receptions, 44 yards this year, and a touchdown. He's a 5'11 senior. Here he is lined up to the left side wide. 2nd down and 6 for Axel at their own 18. Detweiler here using the hard count. Now gets to the left side. Pitches out to Liebarger. Liebarger trying to stretch himself to the edge. He stays up on his feet after breaking a tackle and picks up the first down. Well, initially, he was short of the first down by 7 yards, but Liebarger said, all right, let me show you a little after contact footwork. And that's a 7-yard pickup for Liebarger. First down and 10. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take more than just, you know, team. It's going to take individuals stepping up and making big plays like that, breaking tackles, shedding tackles, coming up with big hits in the backfield. It's going to take a couple of guys on both sides tonight to have their career high games to stop the other team. First and 10, Axel at their own 26-yard line. Detweiler here alone in shotgun. He's going to tie into his right side of the Liebarger. Here stepping back, tiring it down the field, and overshoots Liebarger, who went on the wheel route to the right side, down towards the 30-yard line, but Detweiler on the overshoot, and brings up a second down and 10 after the incompletion. Axel at their own 26-yard line, remaining still. 8:58 left to go here in the second quarter. It's 12-6. Hanover leads by 6 points. And the Axel Eagles here gain the call from the sideline. And Wyatt Detweiler, as I mentioned, a 5'11", 165-pound junior. Last season, he went 7-9 for 149 yards and 4 touchdowns. Again, that was Schmesley, the KU commit, down there, safety. Detweiler taking over as a junior. Second down and 10. Here, Detweiler checking the call on his band, on his left arm. Here, Detweiler looks to his left side. He scampers to the right here, and he will be sacked. At the 20-yard line, it will be a 6-yard sack, the third sack tonight from the Hanover defense. And the Axel Eagles just have not been able to throw the ball in this game. Third down and 16. Axel at their own 20-yard line now. And the last time we saw a sack, that was all the way back on that first drive. And the Axel Eagles, they were 3-and-outed after allowing back-to-back sacks on second and third down. So it's third down and 16. If you're Axel, here you need a big chunk play, you might consider going for it. They went for it on a 4th and 5 last time in their own 35, so we'll see if they can pick up that chunk and change. But third and 16, Axel at their own 20. Detweiler passes left side to Shaughnessy. He's got blockers down the field, but Shaughnessy falls down. And if Shaughnessy does it and trip and fall down there, maybe, just maybe, he can take it for a big carry or a big reception. But he falls down. We go by high school rules, so even if a defender doesn't touch you, you can't get right back up and keep going. And now the Axel Eagles are doing what they don't want to do. Down by 6 points, 12-6. They will have to punt right back to Hanover, who has that lead with 7:24 remaining in this second half. Here it's Detweiler on the punt. It's a nice boot, though. Past the 30. It's going to roll down the 20 lengths, and Stahlbomber will pick it up and will run out of bounds across the 25-yard line. Hanover in their own territory. So, Axel, it has been a tough first half this game here against Hanover. Hanover, they have dominated in this match up until this point. Again, I mentioned the back-to-back touchdown drive here. They are 0-for-2 on third down, but they are 2-for-2 on fourth down. Hanover in decent starting field position at their own 26-yard line. First and 10, 7:14 remaining in the second quarter. It's 12-6, Hanover leads, and a chance to make it a two-possession game over the number one ranked team in the state of Kansas, Axel. Hanover rolls out to the right side. Cager Coerce drops this one back all the way down the field, and Langston Stahlbomber, who makes the over-the-shoulder adjustment, but it goes incomplete. It was Joe Liebarger in coverage. Hanover crowd was hoping for the PI, a.k.a. the pass interference, but to no avail there. It's incomplete, and it'll bring up a second down and 10. Hanover at their own 26-yard line. Clock stops at 7:07 in the first half. 12-6. Hanover leads. Getting the call from the sideline for Hanover is Jack Bruna, the sophomore. Comes in. Gets that to his team. He spreads out wide to the left side. Joe Hurst in shotgun up front, three. Maybe a blitz here for Axel. Joe Hurst getting this one to the line of scrimmage before Logan Sandman and Colin Shaughnessy wrap him up. That's a big old hug. And that is a gain of none for Kadrick Cohurst. It's now third down, and I'll go back him up a half a foot, so about third down and 10.5 to go here for the first down for Hanover at their own 25-yard line. They have been yet to force tonight, but Axel, they need to force this punt. This is a need here. I know we're still early in this game, but Hanover's the top team in the state. And looks like a penalty flag is against the offense here. The ball thrown down the field. It goes incomplete on Cohurst. I believe they're going to get a false start against the offense, and they do. That's kind of interesting because they didn't blow the play dead. Usually when you get a false start, I mean, maybe in an illegal motion that you usually let the play go out. But that time is a false start, and instead of calling the play dead, they let it continue, and the penalty gets declined, and well, Hanover will have to punt. So not something you see too often, but if that play did get blown, then it would have been a third down and 15 regardless. So very hard to manage there. Hanover 0 for 3 on third downs today. Both teams are 0 for 3 on third down. Axel, down 6, 12 to 6. They get the ball here off the punt with 6:13 left to go here in this second quarter. Colin Shaughnessy backtracking, and that ball is spotted nicely. A good punt by Braylon Mine. Axel will start it at their own 6-yard line. Well, Axel's defense finally comes up here, stops the scoring drive from Hanover, and Axel gets the ball back here, again, from their own 6. 6:08 left to go here this second quarter. It's 12-6, Hanover lead. Axel on their first drive were 3 and out. Of their second drive, they had a 59-yard drive for a touchdown. The third drive of the game, they were able to pick up one first down, but then they had to punt after allowing the third sack of the game onto quarterback Clyde Detweiler. First and 10, Axel from their own 6. Schmitz in motion. He's lying out to the right side wing. Here it's looking to be a shovel option, and now picking up 3 yards off the carry is Wyatt Detweiler. 3-yard carry for Detweiler brings up 2nd down and 7. Kolacek on the tackle for the Hanover Wildcats. I mentioned that Hanover this season is only allowing 3.3 points per game, only 20 points total scored. Well, now it's 26 points total here on the year. Last year they allowed 13 points per game. Actually, they won that game last year 58-12. Well, this one is going to be a little closer. 2nd down and 7. Axel at their own 10-yard line. Detweiler dropping back to pass. Actually, it's going to be a quarterback draw here, and he will be drawn down to the ground after getting a yard past the line of scrimmage. Pedro Cohurst, who made the initial contact, the junior, for the tackle. And now it brings up a 3rd down and 5. Well, so far the Axel Eagles are 0-for-3 on third downs. And if you don't pick this up, you probably don't want to go for a 4th down within your own 20-yard line. It kind of depends where you get this ball up to. If you make it 4th and 1, well, I'd say you got Wyatt Detweiler. You just run it up the middle and you probably get it. We'll see if Axel can get it, though. It's 3rd down and 5. Axel at their own 13-yard line. Detweiler alone in shotgun, trips out to the right side. He drops back. He's got a clean pocket. He passes it for the first down. Joe Liebarger. Huge reception for 7 yards. And that'll move the ball up to the 20-yard line. And that was the first time for Axel that we've probably seen a clean pocket up front. It was great blocking by Logan Sandman, Lucas Talbot, and Riley Hazenkamp. It gave Detweiler an adequate amount of time that he needed to be able to drop back, survey, look quickly out to the right side, and find Liebarger, who is standing on the left boundary, and is able to catch it and roll his momentum out of bounds. 1st and 10 for Axel now. Their first 3rd down converted of the game. They're now 1 of 4. They're at their own 20-yard line. Detweiler, here. He's going to hand it off to Schmitz. His first carry out of the backfield, and he is stuffed by Alec Juneman from the backfield. Juneman, a terror on the defensive edge. almost 5'10", 160-pound junior. Also a great basketball player. Now it's second down and 10. It's a carry of none for Landon Schmidt. 4 minutes remaining here of this first half. This has been a swift first half between these two teams. It's 12-6. Hanover leads over the number one ranked Axel Eagles by 6 points. Axel coming out here, empty backfield, second down and 10 from their own 20. Set wide, screen pass. Shaughnessy catches it. He's getting some yards, and he's up towards the 29-yard line. A reception of 9. It'll bring up a second down and 1. Nice screen pass. Blockers out front there for Shaughnessy. Had Kostel as well as Liebarger. Kostel stepping out to the sideline now here for the Axel Eagles, and coming in will be Bill Liebarger, the 6'2", 170-pound sophomore who's only earned 3 receptions here this season for 39 total yards. Third down and 1. Axel, they converted their first third down this drive, and they do it again. It was off a pass play. Down, you see a pass play here on a third and inches. Axel at their own 29-yard line. Tailback in the backfield. Liebarger in motion. He lines up to the left. Detweiler here. He's going to pitch it out. The first down and more. A 6-yard carry for Landon Schmidt. There he goes. Finally getting a big carry for him out of the backfield. I mentioned that, you know, his carries for the night kind of limited. He broke his thumb a couple weeks ago. He's got a cast on it. But Schmidt last season was a first-team all-league returner with 13 receptions, 238 yards receiving. And 8 carries, 106 yards rushing. He had 11 total touchdowns last season. First and 10, Detweiler. He's going to airmail this one out to the right side and caught. Shaughnessy, and they called out of bounds. They do. An unfortunate pass there by Detweiler. He led Shaughnessy out of bounds, and if he puts it inbounds, Shaughnessy has no one covering him. Well, he had someone covering him, but he tripped 20 yards back. So Shaughnessy could have had a 44-yard touchdown pass and thrown a little more inside. And Detweiler, he's missed a couple of passes here in this game so far. But he's also had a hard time in the pocket, just not a lot of time to sit back and analyze and really correct a throw. So the officials here, they change out the game ball at the 36-yard line. Axel on their own territory, second down and 10. And here the officials call for some time, and here the whistles blow, so they will now continue. It's 12-6, Hanover leads, 2:25 remaining in the second quarter. Axel with the ball, second down and 10 from 36. Here's a keeper for Detweiler after the option, and he'll go forward for a carry of 3 yards. It'll bring up a third down and seven. 2 minutes remaining here. It would be huge here if Axel can go down the field and score and give no time left to Hanover. So that way the Wildcats don't have a chance to double dip, which is in reference to a chance to score before half and then to score right after half. And believe me, no team today wants to go down by 2 possessions. 3rd and 7. Axel from their own 39-yard line, 1:40 remaining of the second quarter. Axel's down 12-6. Detweiler drops back. He throws this right side and almost picked off by Cooper Bruna. I'm not sure if Detweiler thought his wide receiver was running a 5-yard out. Liebarger, he ran 15 yards in cut to the far boundary. So a miscommunication there from quarterback to wide receiver. It almost ended in a huge pick six, but it's 4th down and 6 now. And if you're the Axel Eagles, do you choose to go for it? You're at your own 39-yard line, and the Axel Eagles will do so. Hanover gets to stop here, though, a chance for the double dip. 4th and 7. Axel using the hard count, and instead they will actually punt it out of the formation, and the punt will go down to the 11-yard line. So a smart decision there by the offense. They had Detweiler come out, use the hard count in an offense, but Detweiler's also the quarterback. So he was able to take the snap and punt it, and that pins the Hanover down at their own 11-yard line. Well, for the first time in probably 4 years, Axel has punted on back-to-back drives, and they've punted three times here in this first half. A minute 30 remaining in the second quarter. It's 12-6. Hanover leads. They have two timeouts left in their pocket. They have a chance to go down and score again before, at the start of the second half. Pass up left side of first and 10. Hanover throwing 11. A reception of 9 yards to Braylon Mine. Taking it out of the backfield in the swing pass. And the clock continues to roll here. Looks like Mine did not get out of bounds. I don't know if Hanover is aware of that, because they definitely don't have the time to take time here in the huddle. Here they will quickly hurry up to the line of scrimmage with a minute remaining. Hanover second and 2 from their own 20-yard line. Motion man in the back to left, Bruna. It's a handoff right up the middle. That'll pick up the first down. That to Alec Juneman on the carry. And the Hanover Wildcats haven't called a timeout yet. The ball was spotted, so that stops the clock momentarily. But now the time score finally letting that clock run. It wasn't running probably when it should have been for a couple extra seconds. Pass here to the right side on the first and 10. Caught by Jack Bruna and a 4-yard reception. They'll call that the forward progress. It brings up second down and 6. I'm still kind of lost here that they should probably have an extra 3 seconds ran off the clock. Potentially, they've had a lot of issues here in this first half, kind of keeping a track of that clock up there on the Hanover board. But we'll keep things here for this timeout. Hanover just burned their second timeout of the half. They have one timeout remaining with 33 seconds left here this first half. And honestly, you kind of argue this is slightly poorly managed on the Wildcats side. They had a minute 40 to go down the field and score two timeouts. Here they've only driven the ball up to their own 29-yard line, and they only have 33 seconds remaining with one timeout. Axel can easily get a stop here, prevent Hanover from scoring and taking a two-possession lead before going into the half. Hanover, they get the ball to start the second half. It's 12-6. Hanover leads over Axel with 33.7 remaining in the first half. Second down and 6 for Hanover at their own 29-yard line. Pedro Coer sends Mine in motion, and that is another false start on the offense. And that will back him up 5 yards. That's the second false start here on back-to-back drives here for the Hanover Wildcats. That last false start was kind of an Achilles heel there on that last drive for Hanover with their first punt of the contest. It's now second down and 11 here for the Hanover Wildcats. From their own 24-yard line with 33 seconds remaining in the second quarter, Kedrick Coerst will send Mine back in motion to the left side. Coerst, pressure in his face, throws it quick to the left side, but it goes incomplete. Intended for Langston Stahlbaumer on the far boundary. That stops the clock at 30 seconds exactly. It's third down 11. They actually officially say here that the ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage by the Mountain. Well, that's what I call him, at least. It's the 6'6" junior in Logan Sandman. It was definitely a key part in Axel's basketball championship last season. Third down 11 for Hanover. Hanover thrown 24-yard line. It's an empty backfield. The tight end left side, Twins up to the right. Mine motioning to the left side here. Keep it for Coerst. He's going to be short of the first down by 5 yards. It's a 6-yard pickup. We'll see if Axel chooses to use a timeout here. And most likely, as of right now, they are not choosing to do so. And this clock will run out. And that will be the concluder of the first half. 12-6, the number 3 ranked team. An 8-man Division II, Hanover leads by 6 points over the defending 4-time consecutive state championship Axel Eagles, with a 58-game winning streak on the line. Hanover had their 43-game winning streak ended a couple years ago. Can the Hanover Wildcats redo the favor and get revenge here tonight on a beautiful day here in Hanover, Kansas? We'll find out in second half action. First, we'll tune to our halftime here, a halftime show coming up shortly. Brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. We'll go over other aerial scores or other broadcasts around the location. And we'll also have stats, courtesy of the one and only my father, Troy Prophet. So again, 12-6. Hanover leads over Axel. We'll take a step aside. We'll be right back here for our halftime recap and keys before the second half. Here on 92.1 KMZA.
Harvest season is right around the corner, and our farmers will be working from sunup to sundown to help feed us all. Drivers, we ask that you please slow down, give space, and be patient in your farm equipment. Farmers, stay alert, stay rested, and put safety first. This harvest, let's look out for one another, because safe roads and safe farms mean a stronger community. A message from SBS Insurance. Rooted in safety, growing with you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
You're tuned into our 92.1 KMZ halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Grant Prophet, Troy Prophet, Kurt Kelman back in studio. We got 12 minutes until we start second half action between the two top-ranked teams in Class 8-man Division 2. Axel, the number one-ranked team, the Hanover Wildcats, the number three-ranked team, but it's the third-ranked team right now that is up 12-6 over Axel. So, again, recapping that first half here for you, Axel 1-4 on third downs, 2-2 on fourth downs. Hanover also went 2-2. On fourth downs. That was on their first scoring drive of the game. The Axel Eagles, they punted three times in that first half, scoring on their second drive. It was a 59-yard drive capped off by a Wyatt Detweiler 1-yard rush. Both touchdowns for both teams on their first touchdown drives were from 1-yard rushes. Kadra Cohurst, though, he's got two touchdowns in this game. He scored one that first quarter to go up 6-0 for Hanover off the 1-yard line. Axel then tied it at 6-6 coming into the start of the second quarter. But then Hanover, they took the lead 12-6 about halfway into the second quarter. It was a 16-yard rushing touchdown by Kadra Cohurst. It was a 65-yard drive put together from Hanover, starting at their own 15 off of a touchback. So Kadra Cohurst, so far, a really nice night here for the Hanover Wildcats. Cohurst right now, 7 carries for 33 yards rushing, but two touchdowns. He's also 6-for-9 for 33 yards passing. So far, 66 yards of offense and two touchdowns from Kadra Cohurst. Looking over here, the rest of this Hanover offense, Alec Juneman, he's got 4 carries for 23 yards, and Cooper Bruna, he's got 3 carries for 12 yards total. This Hanover team, they have rushed for 84 yards. They have passed for 33. They have a total of 117 yards through that first half. The actual Eagles, Eric Jetweiler, he went 5 of 9 with 36 total passing yards. He threw three straight incompletions, though, to end that first half. Eric Jetweiler on the ground, though, 10 carries, 35 yards, and a rushing touchdown. Landon Schmitz, 4 carries for 30 yards. Joe Liebarger, 3 carries for 28 yards. Axel is winning the yardage battle with 129 yards compared to the 117 on Hanover's side. Axel, 93 yards on the ground and 36 yards in the air. And, you know, looking at that first half, there were some key moments where this game could be totally different. There was a point on that third drive for Axel where they had a wide-open Colin Shaughnessy. It could have been a 44-yard touchdown pass, but Wyatt Detweiler threw it out of bounds. And that alone could have tied this game at 12-12. But also here, a thing on the Hanover side, Cooper Bruna dropped a pick six. It was a misintended throw by Wyatt Detweiler. He thought Joe Liebarger was on a five-yard out, but he went a deep 15-yard and cut out to the boundary. So with that miscommunication, it was thrown straight to the corner, and Hanover nearly took it for six. But it's a close contest, 12-6. Hanover, they scored on their first two drives. They've been held out on their last two. But honestly, Hanover kind of struck themselves in the foot there on that last drive. You know, you don't want to say poorly managed, but it kind of was there. They had a minute 40 remaining in the second quarter with two timeouts in their back pocket, and they were in no hurry at all to get up to the line, get to the line of scrimmage, run the next play. There was multiple times where the clock was running and they weren't sure. And then to add on to that, they again, just wasn't really paying attention too much on the clock, using their timeouts a little bit late, and then they just held the ball, they took it to half around their own 35-yard line once they started on their own 26-yard line. So for Axel, it's beneficial. Hanover even had a chance to double dip before the end of the first half because Hanover will receive to start the second half. So if you're Axel, I feel like this game kind of comes down to, do you stop Hanover on their opening drive of the second half? Because if Axel can stop Hanover on that opening drive and get that ball back and a chance to tie it, you know, there's a good chance that this game stays really competitive. But with the flow of how both of these teams have been over the last couple of seasons and the amount of heart and anticipation Hanover has had for this game, looking to snap a 58-game winning streak on Axel after Hanover's 53-game winning streak was snapped by Axel a couple of years ago, Hanover, once they get up by two possessions, that is nearly four screws drilled into the coffin. Axel cannot get down two possessions the second half to this Hanover team. They have held the ball well. They have secured the ball well. They have been able to get first downs efficiently. But Axel, it's been a workhorse to get those first downs. They also allowed three sacks on Wyatt Detweiler in that first half. Hanover, they terrorized the backfield there for Axel. So when we go into the second half here for Axel, the big thing is ball security. They didn't have any turnovers in that first half, but they were really close to it. But in the addition to that is great blocking up front. Start dominating the trenches against Hanover. But on top of that, execute the big plays. Don't lay off on those big 44-yard touchdowns, but lean into those big touchdown plays and start getting some more chunk and some more change there. And honestly, Axel needs to kind of lean more here into the rush here in the second half. They ran the ball well in that first half, but unfortunately, it was the passing game that actually limited them in there quite a bit in that first half. So it'll be interesting to see how head coach Eric Detweiler in his 13th season comes back and reacts here. This is the first time Axel has been trailing at a half in the last 4 years. This is the first time, and this is an Axel team that does not want this 58 winning streak coming to an end. It's an Axel team that doesn't want to see four straight consecutive titles come to a stop. They want to go for number 5. We'll take a step aside real quick for 2 minutes. We'll come right back. We'll talk more keys here in the second half, and we'll also give some aerial scores. Again, Axel, 6-0 in the season, 3-0 in the TVL, 3-0 in the district, Hanover, 6-0 overall, 4-0 in the TVL, and 3-0 in the district. This is for an outright district title and an outright league title for the winner of this matchup. It's the number one ranked Eagles taking on the number one ranked Hanover, number three ranked Hanover Wildcats here in eight-man Division II. Hanover leads 12-6 here over Axel. We're taking a step aside. We're back here in a quick 2 minutes.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Hi, Sessions. It is our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. The Hanover Wildcats, number three ranked team here in eight-man Division II, is up 6 points. 12-6 here over the Axel Eagles, the number one ranked team in eight-man Division II. Both these teams undefeated in league, district, and overall. This is pretty much for the outright district and league title here in this matchup. It was a back-and-forth first half, but again, second-half action here coming momentarily in the next 3 minutes or so. So again here, 12-6, Hanover leads over Axel. But a couple more aerial scores. Atchison over Parsons, a 92-point, or excuse me, on CARE Radio, 93.7. Currently, Atchison is up 27-6. End of the first quarter, Jeff West is over ACCHS, 14-6. Holton on 103.9, Canes, yay, and the Holton and Hiawatha channel is up 21-0 over Hiawatha. Centralia is up on Troy 8-0 at halftime. Currently, actually, a new half coming in. Jeff West is 43, ACCHS is 0. Over on the Silver Lake channel with Wade Gershner, Silver Lake and Osage City are tied at 4 apiece. And on the Sabetha channel, Sabetha bouncing back after their 2018 loss. We had that game on last week on the radio against Nemaha Central. Sabetha 42-0 over the Oskaloosa Bears. Again, your aerial scores are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. In time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? You can go online at holthouseautohouse.com. Well, again, this is a series mostly dominated by Hanover. In this all-time series, Hanover is 35-20 against Axel. It's actually 35-20-1 with a tie dated back in 1967. That ended 6-6, but these two teams have, well, not tied since in a matchup. Hanover has lost the five straight games, though, here to the Axel Eagles, including one playoff matchup. Axel trying to hold on to a 48-game winning streak. The Hanover Wildcats trying to snap it. I talked about it once, so I'll reiterate it again. Axel snapped Hanover's 43-game winning streak when they came off three straight consecutive state titles off head coach Matt Hoyer, who's got six total state titles in his 21 years at the helm of the Hanover Wildcats. Hanover, this is a big test for them here tonight, their toughest opponent this season. It's Axel's toughest opponent. We knew coming into the year that Hanover had returned a lot of talent from last season with a lot of great players. Kedrick Coherst, Alec Juneman, Solichick, Langston Stahlbomber, Hunter Kickafer, Tanner Bruna, Eli Hyman, Braylon Mine. We knew a lot of players basically were coming back for this Hanover team this season. We knew when we were asking ourselves one question for Axel, how good are they going to be compared to last year, losing six players, two which were committed to college, one Division I in Brandon Schmezley. And I can tell you what, this Axel defense missing Schmezley and Brockstrom here because, you know, they were two stellar tacklers. And that's kind of the first half mismatch there for Axel is they had a lot of missed tackles. They had a lot of missed opportunities where they could have brought down Hanover 5 yards in the backfield, 3 yards in the backfield, or even at the line of scrimmage. So coming into the second half, Axel, they're going to have to keep the ball secure. They didn't turn it over in that first half, but they almost did. You got to keep that ball secure, and you got to start picking up some first downs. You got to start driving, finding some plays that work, and sticking with them. Here for the Hanover Wildcats. Their biggest mission is to come out in the second half and score on the opening second half drive. If they do so, they'll take a 2-possession lead here over Axel, which would not guarantee a win, but would definitely be 2 feet through the front door, nearly in the right direction towards a victory here over the Axel Eagles. So again, this is our 92.1 KMZA game of not only the week, the year, the millennium, last 2,000 years. It's one of the best games here in the state of Kansas. Everyone was marking this one on their calendars. There's tons of media covers. There's tons of everything here. Even mosquitoes. It's a beautiful day here in the fall. Kickoff started at 74 degrees. It's fair, but there is not a star out in the sky. It is all the Friday night lights. Second half starting here. And the next 30 seconds here on 2.1 KMZA. Again, I'm Crennan Prophet. I'd like to thank my father, Troy Prophet, alongside me here today, who gets me all the awesome stats for this game. Again, Hanover, they lost the yardage battle in that first half, 129 to 117, but the difference there was the productivity with the 12 points. The Axel's lonely six. Coherst had 66 total yards of offense in that first half with 2 touchdowns. The Axel Eagles are going to have to find a way to limit the Twin Valley League honorable mention skill position player and Kedrick Coherst. Well, all right, everybody. I hope your popcorn is popped. I hope you filled the fountain soda for the second half action because it's the Axel Eagles taking on the Hanover Wildcats. Axel trailing 6 points, 12-6 here to start the third quarter. Axel kicking right to left of your dial. Hanover will start this possession in the second half, up by 6, going left to right. Hanover in the blue tops and blue bottoms, and the Axel Eagles in the whiteouts. But so far, it's in lights out for Hanover. Here, deep back to return, Juneman, and he is brought down at the 15-yard line. So, or a touchback would bring Hanover up anyway. It's actually Hunter Kickafer who brought up the return for the Hanover Wildcats. So Hanover here starting on their 5th possession of the game from their own, the 15-yard line. Marked wrong here on the scoreboard. They have it on the 30, but it's on the 15. 1st and 10. 11:53 to go here in the third quarter. Just on the way. 12-6. Hanover leads with the ball. And that is a third false start Hanover has had in this game. And not the way you want to come out and start the second half. Tell you what, there is a huge student section here on the near side for Hanover. Lots of shirtless dudes. And that is how you are stay excited for football action. First and 15. Here at their own 10 is Hanover. Handed off to Bruna. Bruna out to the left side. He had three carries in that first half. And it's a pickup of 4 yards. They'll bring up a second down and 11. And tell you what, this is a state-like atmosphere. And really comparing it to Kiowa County when we went out there last year for state with Axel against Victoria, which Axel 150-0. I mean, this is about the same size and almost as big, especially with media coverage. Second down and 9. Hanover at their own 11-yard line. Pitch out to the right side. It's a fake to the end around here. Cutting back outside, it's Bruna. He's close to the first down, and he picks up 3 yards past the 6. Big carry for Cooper. Bruna keeping shifty with it on the near side boundary. A carry of 15 yards. Officially 17 yards for Cooper Bruna. He had 3 carries for a little over 30 yards rushing in that first half. First and 10 now for Hanover at their own 28-yard line. 10:50 left to go here in the third quarter. Hanover leads 12-6 over Axel, trying to make it a two-possession game over the number one ranked team here in the state, 8-man Division II. And that is the fourth false start here, or no, delay of game. Oh, no, excuse me, this one's against the defense. And that's approachment on the defense. It's first and 5 now for Hanover Wildcats at their own 33-yard line. So Hanover having a 5-yard penalty on offense on this drive. And a gift back towards them with a 5-yard penalty on the Axel defense. It's first and 5. Hanover throwing 33-yard line. Twins out to the right side, but it looks like they aligned in the wrong spot. So Dick Afer in mind will kick out to the left side. Langston Stahlbaum will come out to the right. So Hanover now in their correct set. First and 5 for their own 33. Mind in motion. It's going to be a swing out to the left side. First down. Out to the 40-yard line. Swung out to Cooper Bruna. A huge catch out of the backfield. A tackle by Colin Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy over 20 tackles this season for the 6'1" senior. It's now first and 10 for Hanover. Just a half a foot past midfield. At around the 40-yard line. Closing to the Axel 39. Again, it's an 8-man field, so it's only 80 yards. Midfield is 40. First and 10. Hanover from about the 40. Midfield. Twins to the left side. Wide out to the right. Mine back in motion here to the right side. Now Mine will swing it out to the right side. Bruna's in the backfield, but he is not hit and taken down by first contact, but it's second contact by Colin Shaughnessy. And another opportunity where, as I mentioned, and the halftime show, that Axel's got to start wrapping up offensive players when they make the first contact in the backfield. Making that first contact there was Lucas Talbot, the senior, but unfortunately he was not able to get the wrap, but it's a loss of about a half a yard here. Second down and 10 at midfield for Hanover. Handing it out to Judeman to the left side, and he'll pick up just 2 yards on the carry. Judeman, he had 3 carries there in that first half for chunk and change over 30 yards. Now with third down and 8, Hanover at the Axel 38-yard line, and there is a Axel Eagle player down at midfield here for the Axel Eagles holding his right leg. Can't see what player it is there for the Axel Eagles. So we'll take a step aside here, a quick 60. We'll be right back, get you an injury report. 8:36 remaining in the third quarter. It's 12-6, Hanover leads, third and 8. Here at the Axel Eagle 38-yard line.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Third down and eight at the midfield. Hanover trying to pick up the first down, looking to be short by just a yard. A swing out to the left side. It'll bring up a fourth down and one. 8:16 to go here after the injury timeout. Up to the third quarter, Hanover is up 12-6. It was Logan Sandman, the top defensive player there for Axel, that went down. He was holding on to his right leg. He went off to the sideline, but he's only out for one play. And the Mountain returns to the field, lined up right on the center. It's a fourth and two. Hanover will elect to go for it here at the Axel 31. Here it's Coors. He's in the backfield. He's stuffed. He pitches it outside and gets the first down as Cooper Bruna at the 20-yard line. And right there, and a massive play was made. There was no one flushed out to the running back on the pitch option. Adrian Covers was dead in the water on the fourth and two, but there wasn't anyone keyed on to the pitch option to Bruna. Bruna taking it 10-plus yards here down the field. First and 10 at the Axel 17-yard line. That is the third fourth down conversion for Hanover. Hanover is 3-for-3 on fourth downs. Axel is 2-for-2. Both teams have really had to rely on the later downs. First and 10 here for Hanover at the Axel 17. And this will be a false start against the Hanover offense. So that is their third false start in this drive alone. And I'll bring up a first down and 15. 7:38 remaining in the third quarter. 12-6. Hanover leads over the number one ranked team in 8-man division 2, the Axel Eagles. The matchup that last season took place in Axel, Kansas. Axel won 58-12, but right now they are losing 12-6. Here, first and 15. Pass out the left side and bobbling it in the backfield now, getting taken down by a flock of Eagles. That was Alec Juniman. I couldn't quite see what happened on that far side, but it looks like Juniman juggled the ball a half a foot from the ground, picked it up, and instead of going forward, went completely backwards. Actually, that was Hunter Kikafer. Now, Juniman just stepped into the game. Actually, Lance Stahlbaumer, just stepping in here to get the game. So, that is a loss of 4 yards. That'll be a second down and 19. Hanover at the Axel 27-yard line. Sending mine in motion. Now he's outstretched to the left. Working left to right of your dial. Coher stepping back and nearly picked off from the far boundary. Joe Liebarger locking down coverage on the first down stick. That pass was intended to Langston Stahlbaumer, who comes over the sideline here to chat with head coach Matt Hoyer, getting in this next play. Will back-to-back plays to send the Wildcats backwards from the false start and then the loss of yards after the reception. And at the incompletion, it's a third down and 19 for Hanover at the Axel 27-yard line. Well, you don't have to worry about field goals. No teams kick field goals here in 8-man. So Axel, got to keep Hanover behind the sticks. Third down and 19. Hanover on the Axel 27. Coerce dropping back to pass. Sandman quickly in the pocket. It's going to be a screen pass topped by Bruna. And he will find his way nearly towards where the original line of scrimmage was. It'll bring up fourth down and 11. It was an 8-yard reception for Hanover. And Hanover here, 0-for-6 on third down. But Looking at fourth downs. They are 3 for 3. This is a mighty fourth down. And it would be huge here if Axel would come up with it. Just saw the pressure there collapsing in the pocket from Riley Hazenkamp and Logan Sandman. They're going to have to do it again here. Fourth and 12, a defining moment in this game. Hanover at the Axel 20-yard line. Kadir Cohorst empty in the backfield. Here, he rolls out to his right. He's going to stationary in the backfield. He's going to go deep, and he overshoots his receiver. Checking for flags. There's no flags. The Axel Eagles force a turnover on downs from the Hanover Wildcats. Huge for Axel. And the targeted receiver is Langston Stahlwalmer, but Cohorst, well, he was quickly pressured and had to let it go. Overshot his receiver. And credit to Bill Leibarger, a shutdown corner on that drive for the Axel Eagles. Eagles down 6. Hanover leading over Axel 12-6 with 5:56 remaining of this third quarter. There looks to be a timeout by the officials to get a measurement here on where the ball should be spotted for Axel out on the field. So it should be where the turnover on downs was. But that doesn't look where they spotted the ball at all. They spotted it at the Axel 19-yard line, but I'm pretty sure this should be at the Axel 21-yard line. We'll see if they make that change. Officials are still discussing. It looks like for now it's going to be kept here. Axel first and 10 at their own 19-yard line, and that'll stay the case. So Axel first is the first turnover on downs in today's game. They have the ball with 5:56 remaining here in this third quarter. Down by 6, 12-6 to Hanover. Axel trying to overcome the upset. Not trying to lose that 58-game winning streak. First and 10, Schmitz in that backfield pass, and he is for the first down and 2 yards past. A 12-yard reception for Landon Schmitz from the flat. Getting vertical with his movement. And now Axel moving the ball here on their fifth drive of the game. First and 10 now. Axel at their own 32-yard line. Hanover, they have been kept out of the end zone for now 3 straight drives. After scoring on their first 2 possessions. First and 10 at the 32. Axel in their own territory. Swing out to the right side. It's the Leibarger. So that's a 5-yard reception. The outside brings up 2nd down and 5. Axel, back-to-back plays here, running the same play, just to opposite sides of the field, near side to Schmitz, far side to Leibarger, officially a 6-yard reception for Joe Leibarger, who this season has, actually that was his first reception of the year for Joe Leibarger. Huge pickup. 2nd down and 4, Axel at the Hanover 39-yard line, and here, keeping it to the left side, is Leibarger, who will scamper out towards midfield. So here, still at the 40, is Axel. It brings up a 3rd down and 3. Axel, 1 of 4 on 3rd downs in this contest. Both teams have struggled on 3rd downs. But both teams have been efficient on 1st downs. So 3rd down and 3. Axel, they got a loss, so at their own 39-yard line now. Right, that way, they're in shotgun. Leibarger in the backfield here, throwing, completed over the middle of the field. And they're going to call forward progress. The catch was made by Leibarger. It was Schmitz who was in the backfield, who was the extra blocker for Axel. And, well, that's a good adjustment there for Axel. So Axel gets that 1st down, picking it up. They've now converted 2 straight 3rd downs. But in that first half, Axel struggled a lot with getting pressure off of Detweiler in the pocket. So how do you get rid of pressure? Well, you have another blocker. You have a running back sit back there. They can pick up a block for you. Pick up a rusher or a linebacker. 1st and 10 here for Axel on the 35 of Hanover territory. And scampering to the right side for a 5-yard pickup is Wyatt Detweiler. Originally a pass play, but found no targets down the field. But as I just alluded to, having that extra blocker in the backfield has helped Axel on this drive. They've been able to pick up the blitz or pick up a loose rusher off the edge, and has given more time for Detweiler to move and groove. Second and 5 here. Axel at the Hanover 30. Flat throw to the left side here. It's to Schmitz, and Schmitz is past the 25, but short of the 20. And it'll be enough for a first down. Axel, 3 first downs here on this drive. They are really starting to move with some tempo we haven't seen quite yet today. Even on that scoring drive, Axel really had to work for it. But right now, it's been a swift breeze. 4 minutes to go, the third quarter, 12-6. Hanover leads over Axel, but it's Axel with the ball. First and 10 from the Hanover 23. Detweiler steps back, 4-step drop back, pressure in his face, and he is sacked at the Hanover 35-yard line. It's a sack of 12 yards. Brady Solacek coming into the backfield for the 4th sack today here over Axel. Thankfully, if you're Axel, you'll feel blessed there that at least it was on the first down and not the second or third. So it only brings up a second and 22. Axel here at their own 35-yard line. Axel needing some yards here on the second and 22. Detweiler in shotgun. Here, ended up in the backfield to Schmitz, but there is a whistle blown, and it's going to be a false start against the offense. So what was a second down and 22 is now a second down and 27. And that was an unfortunate flag there for Axel because they had the entire Hanover team flooded to the left side. They were showing pitch option to the left, but then they handed it to Schmitz as he was motioning right. That could have caught Hanover all off guard. Second and 27 for Axel at midfield. Schmitz in motion to the right side. It now trips right, and it's a bad snap. Ball's on the ground. It's recovered by Hanover. A bad snap results in a fumble and a turnover. The Hanover Wildcats get the ball at the Axel 39-yard line. Tanner Bruna, the senior, recovering the bad snap from Lucas Talbot. It was the left shoulder of Wyatt Detweiler in a drive that Axel was moving the ball. A sack, a false start, and then some more injury to the wound. A bad snap for a fumble. Hanover takes over here at the Axel 34-yard line, here. First and 10, a handoff to the left side, and barreling down for a 4-yard carry was Alec Judeman. Second down and 6. 2:30 remaining in this third quarter. Hanover leads 12-6 over the Axel Eagles. And Hanover, it feels like they're just right there from being able to take that two possession lead and start to shut a door here. Trying to close out a 58-game winning streak here on Axel. Second down and 6 here for Hanover. Hanover on the Axel 30. Coerce in shotgun. Flip back to his right side. It's a bad snap, and here it's thrown to the left side, right back to Kadrick Coerce, and he goes for a reception of 10 yards. So it was a pass from Braylon Mine to Kadrick Coerce. And Sandman was on the tackle. It's now a first down and 10, and over on the Axel 19-yard line. And you've given a gift here to Hanover. And they will look to try to benefit from it. A minute 20, the remaining of the third quarter. 12-6, Hanover leads, first and 10 in Axel territory. A big run to the left side, finding a gap, was Alec Judeman for 9 yards. It's now second down and three. So they didn't give those extra yards that Juman stretched for. Second and three for Hanover here. They're trying to run that clock out as much as possible. Hanover in deep axle territory at the Eagle 12. Looking to make it a two-possession lead, already up 12-6. Cadre Cohurst in shotgun. He's got a tailback lined up right behind him. Twins out left side, a wide to the right. Cohurst sending him on in motion. Cohurst. One snap count, three step drop back, over the middle of the field, picked off! The Axel Eagles pick it off from the end zone! But falling down is Joe Leiberger! He has been a shutout corner all night long! And finally, in treacherous waters, Leiberger gets the interception! And Axel will get the ball right back from the Hanover Wildcats! But Axel within their own 5-yard line at the three. Leiberger has nearly got his hands down. Hands on two other passes today. It might have gotten a little colder here down in Hanover, but those hands have stayed warm for Leiberger. A huge pick here for Axel, and just kind of a misplay there by Hanover. You have a second down and three, and your quarterback drops back and just throws a duck into the end zone. And in that situation, you give a chance to an Axel defense who has nearly had opportunity after opportunity tonight. Not to say that Hanover has been without opportunity as well. Axel calls a timeout here, down 6, 12-6 here with 28 seconds left to go in the third quarter. They get the ball back after a Leiberger interception. We're back after 30 here on 92.1 KMCA.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. Our ag lending department here at United Bank and Trust is ready to help get what you need this harvest season. From all of us here at United Bank and Trust, we want to wish all farmers a safe and successful harvest this year. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, it's the season of giving. Axel Eagles fumble the ball at the midfield to give it to Hanover, but Hanover turns it over in the Axel red zone. A interception thrown to Joe Leiberger from Kadra Cohurst. And Leiberger, he probably could have had a pick 6, 8 yards down the field. He didn't slip. He was really frustrated. That's his first pick here of the game. And Leiberger here on the season, he's got 6 interceptions. He leads the team. First and 10 for Axel here at their own 1-yard line. It's a quick throw out to the flat to Schmitz. He's able to break a tackle, though. Get outside and getting much needed yards for the first down and more, giving some space now to Axel to work with. And the big thing is, when you're pushed at your own 1-yard line, your play call is, okay, how are we going to pick up some short change here to make this a little more manageable for our offense? Well, I'll tell you what, Landon Schmitz breaking a tackle a yard down the field and then being able to take it an extra 12 is exactly what the doctor ordered up here for the Axel offense. 13 seconds remain here in this third quarter, though. It's 12-6. Hanover lead by 6, but Axel here with the ball, first and 10 for their own 13. I believe the clock should be rolling here. It is not, though. Wyatt Detweiler in shotgun here. He's going to pitch out to the outside to Schmidt. Schmidt cutting back in left, and he'll have a carry of 4 yards to end this third quarter. Well, it's the same score that we ended the first half in. 12-6. Hanover leads over Axel, and Hanover, they have had 4 straight unfortunate drives. They scored their first 2 drives and have not scored since. But it's 12-6. Hanover leads over the number 1 ranked team in 8-man Division 2, the Axel Eagles. But Axel with the ball, 2nd and 6 from their own 16. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Grab your gear, don't wait too late. October 17th's the date. Milwaukee Tools, the deal is prime. Stahl Bomber Lumber, it's savings time. Power strong, price is right. Milwaukee savings shine so bright at Stahl Bomber Lumber. Hear us say, October 17th, it's your day. Located in Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
We enter a fourth quarter in a battle of top three ranked teams, eight-man division two, the number three ranked Hanover Wildcats with 12 points on the board, and the Axel Eagles, number one ranked team in eight-man division two, down six with 6 points on the board. Haven't had a score touchdown since that second quarter. It is 12-6 coming into the fourth quarter. Axel with the ball, second down and 16-yard line. Both teams share a turnover here in the second half. Axel on their last drive, they were driving the ball really well, but a missed snap from Talbot resulted in a fumble. Hanover took it over, and on what could have been a pretty easy scoring drive for Hanover, they probably made the wrong play goal to throw the ball in a second down and three from the Axel 11, and unfortunately threw it over. Turned it over into the end zone off an interception to Joe Leibarger. Second down and six. Axel at their own 16-yard line to start the fourth quarter, down 12-6 here to Hanover. Detweiler in shotgun. He's going to send Schmitz in motion here to the right side of him. Detweiler keeps here. He pitches to the left side to Leibarger, and he is down 3 yards in the backfield. A huge play. Looks like Braylon Mine, but there's another fumble. Not only the tackle for loss, but a fumble from Hanover. And now back-to-back drives. The Axel Eagles have given the ball back to the Hanover Wildcats. And that is unfortunate, as Axel just earned a well-needed interception to prevent Hanover from going up two possessions. But Joe Leibarger fumbles. That is the sixth turnover via a fumble this year for Axel. They came into the night with four total. First and 10 here for Hanover. They run the ball right up the gut at the Axel 15-yard line. Alec Juneman on the carry. Brings up second down and 8 at the Axel 15-yard line. And how much can your defense bend without breaking here if you're Axel? You cannot allow a touchdown here to Hanover if you're the Eagles. And if you are Hanover, you need to punch this one into the end zone. It is a must. Second down and 8 here. Outside, Cohurst breaks a tackle with a burst of speed in the end zone from 13 yards. Hanover scores to take the lead by two possessions with 11 minutes and 11 seconds remaining here in this fourth quarter. Can the Axel Eagles come back now to earn that 59 consecutive win? There's only one way to find out, and that's to stay tuned here. Wow. Hanover taking the lead. Well, actually already having the lead, but extending it. Now 18-6, looking for the two-point conversion. This would make it a 14-point game. Here, pitch left side. Bruna, he is sure, and then he gets out of bounds. So 18-6. Hanover leads. 2-point conversion play no good. Hanover leads only here by 12 points. Axel's offense needs to start scoring, and their defense has to start showing. We'll take a quick 30 step aside. Hanover 18, Axel 6. 11 left to go here in this game.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Candy Nolberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home.
Right at home.
Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Hanover Wildcats get their first touchdown since the second quarter to extend their lead 18-6 here over the Axel Eagles. Hanover looking to upset the number one ranked team in eight-man Division II with 11 minutes left to go here in this fourth quarter, up 18-6. It would snap a 58-game state-leading win streak here for the Axel Eagles. Axel, they get the ball back. They have fumbled back-to-back times here in this second half on their two possessions. A deep boot over Wyatt Detweiler's head, and Axel will start here at their own 15-yard line. But as I mentioned, 11 minutes, 11 seconds here left to go in this fourth quarter. Hanover 18, Axel 6, and the Axel Eagles have to start playing in harmony. Got to secure the ball. I mentioned in that halftime that Axel had a lot of chances to turn that ball over the first half, but they didn't. But here they've turned it over back-to-back times here for the first time this season. Here, left side swing out to Schmidt. Schmidt, he's got a 6-yard reception. He'll barrel over down a far side. Defense is back. And I'll bring up a second down in 4, turning it past the 20-yard line, still here in Axel territory. And you came into the night, both teams did, only allowing, you know, an average of 3 points per game for both teams. And you got to wonder, you know, both teams haven't played really true competition at this point. They've steamrolled everybody. How good are those defenses? Well, I can say both defenses have played really well here in this matchup, but more so on Hanover's part, holding this Axel team to 6 points. Here, Detweiler, second down and 4 here. Throw that's complete for the first down out to Bill Liebarger. So it seems Joe Liebarger and Bill Liebarger get receptions here in this game so far in the second half. Now, first and 10, Axel moves the chains up to their own 26-yard line, but you got to be conservative with the ball here. You don't want to turn the ball over, but you also got to move. You got to realize the clock is your biggest enemy in this situation. Not only do you got to score a touchdown here, you got to hope that Hanover doesn't score another touchdown. Wyatt Detweiler, first and 10. Axel throws 26. Schmidt in motion. Detweiler emptying the backfield. He's going to swing it out to the right side and stop. 3 yards into the backfield, Cooper Bruna laying the brick house in the backfield. That'll set Axel back 2 yards. And the truth is, coming in the day, I heard two things. I heard Hanover is the more physical team, but Axel is the faster team coming into the day. That is what I've heard from most people around here. Right now, it's been the physicality of Hanover that has dictated this game. They have shut down the speed in the backfield. Second and 12. Axel at their own 24-yard line. Here, some time in the pocket to throw, and incomplete. The intended target for Axel was, I believe, maybe Bill Liebarger. Excuse me, Colin Shaughnessy. It was intended for a screen pass, but was not open, and now it's a third down and 12 for Axel, and well, if you're Axel, it's two down territory. You have to go for it if you don't get the first down. 9-12 remaining. Clock stops here in the fourth quarter. 18-6, Hanover leads. The must-need first down here. Third down and 12. Wyatt Detweiler, pressured, runs out to his right side. Eyes still down the field, and he will be way short of the first down. Apprehended out around the 29-yard line. It'll be a fourth down and long, fourth and 8. This is the game right here. You could argue if Hanover gets this stop, they will have the ball deep into Axel territory within the Axel 30 with a two-possession lead already up 18-6 with 9 minutes left to go here in this fourth quarter. Axel needs to convert this fourth down. Can they do it? Fourth and 8 from their own 27. Detweiler getting it here. It's an end-around play. Liebarger will pass it down the field. He's got a man in one-on-one coverage, and it's incomplete. There are no flags. It was intended for Bill Liebarger from his brother Joe. They had a fake end around and they went to the pass, but it was well defended by Hanover. It's a turnover on down, and the Axel Eagles give the ball back over to Hanover with 9 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, 18-6. That's a 12-point lead here, and a chance to jump up three possessions. What a game here for Hanover, with a chance to end the Axel 58-game winning streak here tonight. This is a Hanover team that has been looking to snap out this winning streak for Axel for the last couple years. Hanover had a 43-game winning streak snapped by the Eagles. It's time for some payback here from the Wildcats. First and 10, Hanover at their own 27-yard line. Coers pitch out left side, but here now cutting back right is Cooper Bruna. He is going to get 3 yards past the line of scrimmage. He'll bring up about a second down and six. A second down and seven, looks like, as will be marked. The stop was by Logan Sandman, and I'll tell you what, not only does matchup really kind of decide the district and the league this year, but this could really decide who hosts the sub-state championship if you assume that Axel and both Hanover can meet at a match right back in that position. And by the looks of it, they just might. Second down and eight here. Hanover at the Axel 25 with 8 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, up 18-6. Hand out to the left side, the Judiman. Judiman apprehended at the 20-yard line. It's a pickup of 5 yards. It'll be third down and three now for the Hanover Wildcats. They have struggled on third downs today, but they have been efficient on first downs for Hanover. Hanover, 3 of 4. On fourth downs. I'll tell you what, this is a game that has really kind of given opportunity to both sides, but really when it comes down to it, Axel has made the most mistakes here against themselves, and Hanover has taken the most advantage of those mistakes, whereas it's been the opposite for Axel not being able to take advantage of Hanover errors. A timeout is taken here by Hanover with 7:26 remaining in the fourth quarter. The Wildcats here of Hanover up 18-6 over the Axel Eagles, looking to end a 58-game winning streak and a chance to win a district and league title outright here tonight. We're back in a quick 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
The number one key game in the state of Kansas today, and it's looking to be an upset in a 58-game winning streak coming to an end here. Hanover's up 18-6 with 7 minutes, 30 seconds left to go here in this fourth quarter over Axel. Hanover with the ball, third down and four, pitch out to the left side. Bruna still shoving and being physical now within the Axel 10. And when we do the post-game wrap-up of this game and you ask what was the key point of this matchup, if Hanover is able to come up with this win, it's that they were physical. They were physical through and through. And you got to realize every team has a chip on their shoulder when they're playing Axel. But when you had a 43-game winning streak snapped after three straight consecutive titles, Hanover's got the biggest chip of them all against everyone. And you look at this tailgate, you look at this community, there is well over 300 people down here in Hanover, Kansas for 8-man Division II football, the lowest classification 8-man you can get in Kansas before dropping down to 6-man. Just an awesome crowd. First and goal from the 7, Hanover working here, throwing out to the right side, and Kedrick Cohorst adds his fourth touchdown of the game for Hanover. And you got to reckon here that that might have been the final nail in the coffin. Hanover 24, Axel 6 with 6:44 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Man, The Hanover Wildcats have put on a statement, and Kadra Coherst has put on a test tonight here for the Hanover Wildcats. He has had four rushing touchdowns. We'll have his official stats after this game. He has just been incredible in this game. By the way, this is the second time that Hanover has actually worked on the actual side of the field to go down and score a touchdown. The third time. So that's going to be another thing here, is getting your opponent short field position to work with. And a false start here against the offense. So the two-point conversion attempt from being on the 3-yard line will now be scampered up to the 8-yard line. So far, no team has converted the 2-point conversion here in this game. Hanover 0-4. Hanover, they scored two touchdowns in the first half, one in the first quarter, one in the second. No team scored in the third quarter, but Hanover's been the only scorer in quarter number four with back-to-back touchdowns. After a fumble and turnover on downs from Axel and a timeout taken by Hanover. So we'll go ahead and take a quick 30, step aside. Hanover will come back. We'll have the 2-point conversion. 24-6. Hanover leads over Axel, looking to snap that 58 game winning streak here tonight, Hanover, Kansas, with 6:44 remaining in the fourth quarter. Quick aside. We'll be back.
Medicare open enrollment begins October 15th. Like any insurance, Medicare can be confusing, especially with options like Medicare Advantage and Medicare Part D. Before changing or picking a new plan, check the provider network to ensure your trusted medical provider is part of that plan's network. By checking the provider network, you protect yourself from surprises down the road. For assistance reviewing your Medicare healthcare options, contact the social worker at Sebetha Community Hospital, 785-284-2121.
Kansaland Radio.
2-point conversion attempt here for the Hanover Wildcats, up 24-6 here for the Axel Eagles, looking for that upset of the number one ranked team. 6:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Coerce drops back right side here. Now he's going to be stopped here in the pocket. Now he's able to get out and completes a pass to Alec Judeman. What a play by Kadra Coerce. Escaped the collapsed pocket, completed the 2-point conversion, and now Hanover is up 20 points, 26-6 here over the Axel Eagles with 6:42 to go here in this fourth quarter. We usually send it back to the studio right after a scoring drive, but we'll keep things here. This is, again, going to be very emotional for both communities. If you're Hanover, it's happy tears. If you're Axel, it's not so happy tears, but you got to look at this from Axel's side. Four straight consecutive titles. 58 straight games won. I mean, you outdid Hanover's 43 straight games and three state titles. It has been an incredible run. And that still doesn't deny the fact that Axel still can't go and win the state championship this year. They've showed the caliber in this game. They've had opportunities to play well and to play up to par here with this Hanover team, but it's been missed snaps, broken tackles, not wrapping up properly. It's fundamental things that can be fixed before a potential sub-state rematch, championship rematch between both these teams. Here's the kickoff from Hanover, from Kick Kafer. A deep boot to Schmitz and Detweiler. Detweiler will take it out here to the left side, and he's still up on his feet. He's down the field here. He's got a way open hole. Detweiler, he's still up. He's past the 20, the 15, the 10, 5. Second kickoff return touchdown on the season for Wyatt Detweiler. It's going to take a lot more than that, but I'll hold my breath. 6 minutes, 28 seconds to go. Maybe that's the spark Axel needed to make this comeback, but they are down here still 14 points. 26-12. Gotta get at least one 2-point conversion here. 2-point conversion could be huge. And Axel Eagles, a 77-yard kickoff return touchdown by Wyatt Detweiler. He's got two tutties today. Detweiler here Here's going to be a pass to the back of the end zone, and Shaughnessy drops it. It was a jet pass up front to Landon Schmitz, and then immediately Schmitz threw it, but Shaughnessy unfortunately dropped it. Well, 26-12. Maybe there's a chance here for Axel, but they got to stuff Hanover here early on the downs with 6:28 left to go in the fourth quarter. Hanover leads 26-12 over Axel. We'll take a step aside. We're back in a quick 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, it's our Game of the Week, and it has been the Game of the Week. It's 26-12, 77-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Wyatt Detweiler to put the Eagles down only 14 points to Hanover. Well, Axel, it's still a long way up here. 6 minutes and only 28 seconds left to go to the fourth quarter. Axel does have two timeouts, but at this point, you're going to have to stuff and force a three and out here on Hanover. You can't let him run the ball in that timeout, but it's going to be an onside kick. The ball is loose. It's on the ground at the 35-yard line. It's pointed towards the Axel Eagles. The Axel Eagles will make the recovery on the onside kick with 6:21 remaining. It was fumbled by the Hanover Wildcats, and Axel at 1 point down, three possessions, a chance to make it down, only one. Can they do the improbable to keep that 59-game winning streak alive? Here it goes, 2 minutes to go, down the Sorrows, saying, Axel, it was a great run, but now there's the Axel team that we've seen the past 4 years. First and 10 here for the Axel Eagles. At the Hanover 36-yard line, Detweiler here snaps to his right side to Liebarger. He's got a cut to the right side, a big chunk of change, still up on his feet before he's apprehended right behind the 30 to the 25-yard line. Now Hanover, Axel, two things are major here on this possession if you want a chance. First off, you gotta not let too much time run off the clock. You gotta get out of bounds. Liebarger just got out of bounds, stops the clock at 6:15. Got to conserve those two timeouts. Second down and six here for the Axel Eagles at the Hanover 27. Detweiler dropping back to pass, looking down the field, a strike, and caught by Shaughnessy. It was at first a juggle, but he catches it within the 15, down the 13-yard line. Axel is working quick in the hurry up. They know they got to score here. Clock stops here until the ball is properly set. It is 6 minutes now left to go in the fourth quarter. Axel is down three possessions. Can they make it down one? The 77-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, and here the onside kick. They're out to the left side on the first and 10. 5-yard pickup on the far boundary from Liebarger. It's second down and five now. And you got to pardon my excitement. This is what we've anticipated this game to be. I hopefully have shot you up to your feet, especially down there in Axel, Kansas. Second down and four now. Axel at the Hanover 9-yard line. Detweiler looking out to his right now, peeling to his left here. He still hasn't snapped the ball. He's just kind of looking, and now he's got the snap. He's going to rush right up the middle and will be short of the first down, but within the five. That'll bring up a third down in inches at the Hanover 4-yard line. So if you're Axel, you probably need to start moving with a little more tempo here with 4 minutes, 56 seconds remaining in this game, down by two possessions. Axel, if they get the score, though, they do need to at least get 1 2-point conversion of the next two possessions if they manage both touchdowns. They are down 14, 26-12 here to the Hanover Wildcats. Detweiler, third and one here from the Hanover 4-yard line. Detweiler, botch snap. He's going to take it right up the middle for the first down. And he was able to get the best out of the worst situation. It's now first and goal from the 1-yard line. The clock is temporarily stopped. First and goal from the 1. Game of the day, the week, the year, and the century between these two teams right here. Axel making competitive down 3 scores. First and goal from the 1-yard line. Last time this situation happened, Detweiler took it right up the middle. We'll see what he does this time. It's a snap. Detweiler trucking forward, but he is stopped by a herd of Wildcats. 4 minutes remaining here in this fourth quarter. Axel has to be with some sense of urgency here. Getting the call-in from the sideline. That is Bill Liebarger. He is quick with it. He gets through the huddle fast. It's second and goal here, still from the 1-yard line, 3:46 remaining in this fourth quarter. Detweiler in shotgun. Behind him is Liebarger. Detweiler taking the snap. He will look to pass outside, and it is broken up, intended for Shaughnessy. Hunter Kikafer, the defensive back, in the coverage area. Kikafer, an honorable mention, Twin Valley League defensive back. Well, the clock stops at 3 minutes and 33 seconds. It's 26-12. Axel, a massive onside kick recovery here. After scoring a 77-yard kickoff return touchdown from Wyatt Detweiler, has put them back in this game. But they got to score a touchdown right here, right now. Detweiler, pitch to the outside. Liebarger stretching in the end zone. He hits the pylon with the tip of the football. The Axel Eagles score. The near side judge says touchdown. And they confirm it. The Axel Eagles, after the onside kick recovery, are now only down 26-18. But they trail here down 8 points. So they do need a 2-point conversion either here or on their next score. Best case scenario, Hanover Axel is able to score here, and maybe on the next one, it'd be to win the game. So here's the 2-point conversion, 26-18. Axel really needs this one. If not, they'll have another chance, though. Detweiler pitching, Liebarger, Schmidt, and the end zone. It's another dive to the pylon, and they're going to say it's no good. I believe he fumbled the ball right before he touched it. So now this game could come down to a mighty 2-point conversion, but the Axel Eagles here only down 26-18 with 3:29 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Usually we say let's take a step aside, but let's be honest, folks. No one wants to take a step aside from this matchup. We're going to keep it all here for the rest of the way. 26-18. Hanover Wildcats leading by 8 points. Again, a 77-yard kickoff return from Wyatt Detweiler, his second of the season. Then Axel does the onside kick. They are able to get it. Now, they will most likely do another onside kick right here. They have 2 timeouts in their back pocket, so even if they don't recover the onside kick, they will have an opportunity to get the ball right back if they can force a defensive stop. But again, Axel, they have not given the ball back here to Hanover on back-to-back possession. So, well, I'm a Jackson Heights alumni, so I saw an unfortunate Rossville-Jackson Heights game that happened last year, and Jackson Heights unfortunately blew a game due to onside kick recovery failures. Well, can Hanover have the same thing happen? Well, here's the – actually, it's going to be a boot down the field. Axel decides not to, but rolls into the end zone. So an interesting play call. Instead of going for the onside kick, Axel says, we're going to put our defense out there, and we're going to make you give us the ball back. Well, it's going to be interesting. Hanover, their 9th possession of the game here. With 3 minutes and 29 seconds to go, Axel 2 timeouts, Hanover 1. It's 26-18. Hanover with the 8-point lead. This is the snap, a 58-game winning streak here over the Axel Eagles. By far, the most competitive game these two teams have played in the last 5 matchups. First and 10 from the 15. Here, Cohurst to the right side. He's going to shed a couple of tackles, and he'll go forward for 5 yards on the carry. And if you're Axtell, you want to start making some of those tackles in the backfield. Their defense has kind of been softer in this matchup, and they have not been able to be really physical in that backfield to stop Hanover. Well, if there's any time to make that turnaround, it is right now. 3 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. 26-18, Hanover leads. Second down and 5. Hanover from their own 20-yard line. A massive drive to dictate the winner of this game. Cohurst in shotgun. Here, a handoff to Bruna. Bruna is short of the first down. Potentially the arguably the worst situation you could have there if you're going to give up a big carry, because if 1 yard, just one, not even a full yard, it's a half a yard needs to get picked up here. And, well, it looks like the clock, well, the officials are trying to discuss here. They're deciding first down or short, but they're going to go ahead and wave the first down. The ball spot definitely didn't indicate that, but if you're Axtell, as I said, you probably are happier that that is a first down. Well, unfortunately, there's no two-minute warning or two-minute timeout like college just adapted here in high school. So, Axtell, they need to stop. 2:24 remaining in the fourth quarter. First and 10. Hanover needs one more first down to probably put this one away. Up 26-18. Cager Cohurst waiting to that play clock. Gets as low as two it can as possible. Here, Cohurst is trampled down after 2 yards of contact, but he's able to go forward for an extra 3 yards, so a big carry there. And now, Axtell Eagles will call a timeout. It brings up second down and 6. It was a 4-yard carry by Cohurst, and Cohurst, he has been the do-it-all man today. He's got 4 touchdowns, over 100 yards of offense. For this Hanover team, Axtell just burning their second timeout here of the half. Hanover has it at their own 28-yard line, second down and 7, 26-18. The Axtell Eagles are down by 8 points. And as I just was mentioning, 8 minutes ago, you know, we were, you know, like, ah, well, it's a great run for Axtell. It's a great game. But then all of a sudden, Axtell, 77-yard kickoff return for touchdown. Onside kick, and then a 37-yard drive into the end zone, keeping that ball from Hanover, and Axtell now only down by 8. So even if they did get the ball, they would have to make the 2-point conversion. Here's the second down and 7. Cohurst with it. He is brought down at the line of scrimmage. Big moment here. Clock will stop with another timeout. 1 minute and 56 seconds remaining here in this fourth quarter. It's a third down and 6. The biggest third down of this game, because if you're Hanover and you don't get this within maybe a yard or 2 yards of that first down, you should not go for it unless you really want to attempt to give Axtell the ball back in your own territory if you don't convert the fourth down. This is here. This is the decider of this game, easily. Hanover picks up this first down, it's over. There's no timeouts left for Axtell. 26-18. 8-point lead. But as I've alluded to, Axtell not only has to score a touchdown, they have to get the 2-point conversion, which they have not converted one tonight. They are 0-for-3. They almost converted their last 2 times, but unfortunately a drop in the end zone by Shaughnessy and then a fumble by Schmidt at the 1-yard line prevented back-to-back 2-point conversion. Because if that were the case, well, it could be 26-22. It is 26-18. All right, everyone, here's the massive third down and 6. Cohurst, the pitch to the outside, and Bruna is enough for the first down. I'm not sure. He might have been, oh, that marking looks a yard short. And he ran out of bounds a yard short. He couldn't tell. A huge carry after contact, but there's the 4th and 1. The clock stops here, actually, as Bruno ran out of bounds. So that's a double whammy there. And, well, this is interesting here. We have a flag on the field against Hanover, and if it is, it looks to be a personal foul, and it is. That is, excuse me, that's a holding. They got a holding call. Well, Axel, instead of taking an exception for what would be a fourth down and one, they will accept the penalty, which makes it third down and 16 with a minute 49 to go in the fourth quarter. 26-18, the Hanover Wildcats lead. If Axel scores, they'll have to make the two-point conversion to send it into overtime. Here's the third and 16. Coerce pitch out to the outside, and Bruna is met at the 20-yard line. Now 40 seconds roughly will go off the clock here before Hanover will take a timeout. Afterwards, Axel will have no timeouts, but at least 60 seconds here to go down and score after being down three possessions with 6 minutes left to go. A chance to tie it and send it into overtime. What an incredible matchup between the number three ranked team in eight-man Division II and the number one ranked team in eight-man Division II. We talked about the chip on the shoulder that Hanover has. Well, even more so, this is an actual team that doesn't want to lose it. So right now, well, if you're Hanover, you probably don't punt at Detweiler. You probably want to punt the ball out of bounds. So here a timeout is taken. So properly here, 57.2 seconds exactly left on the clock. Final timeout is taken by both teams of the half. The last time Hanover will see this ball here offensively, unless they get the turnover on Axel. But this is all Axel's game now. They're going to get the ball back. They have a chance with 57 seconds. Clock will stop every first down and when you get out of bounds. There is plenty of time to get down the field. And you got to keep in mind, this is eight-man. We're not working on a 100-yard field. We're working on an 80-yard field. So if you get the ball at midfield, you're not at the 50. You're at the 40 with 60, nearly a minute left to go. So there is no really better situation than you can have if you're Axel right now. But I'll tell you what, Hanover is extremely fortunate that in this situation, they have not given up a two-point conversion to Axel today. Because Axel, if potentially scoring a touchdown this drive, could end the game. But they only have the opportunity here to send this one into overtime. 26-18, the eight-point lead here for Hanover. Here's the boot. Shot, and it will go out of bounds. But, man, that was a shank that might have been at around the midfield, maybe 35-yard line. We'll see. And the officials still here walking. Oh, my, what a shank. Axel will have it at the 30-yard line in Hanover territory. And, well, you didn't want to punt the ball to Wyatt Detweiler, as this is an Axel team that has had four special teams touchdowns this season. Well, Axel has it, a chance to send it into overtime after being down three scores at one point in this game and in this fourth quarter, 26-6 with nearly 7 minutes left to go. And after a kickoff return for a touchdown, an onside kick recovery, a 38-yard drive, and now a forced punt on Hanover. First and 10, Axel has it at the Hanover 31 with 55 left to go. Detweiler steps back. He's going to step forward here. He's still up on his feet, but he is dragged down. Axel will have to get back to the line of scrimmage quickly. It's a sack at the line of scrimmage. The fifth sack given up today here for Axel. Detweiler here. He's just going to spike this one at the ground. 37.9 seconds remaining here in this fourth quarter. It's now third down and 10 with the spike, but obviously if you're Axel, your main focus here really isn't that first down. It's a touchdown, but now that you've made a third and 10, you've kind of switched your priority here. And you want to get that ball past the 20-yard line. First down marker at the 21. Axel here at the Hanover 31. Huge crowd energy on both sides. Axtell, trying not to lose a 58-game winning streak. Detweiler steps back. He's got time in the pocket. He's going deep. Shaughnessy nearly made the adjustment and the catch. There is no flag for pass interference. It hit Shaughnessy right in his hands at the 6-yard line. And now Axtell, after the incompletion, has been brought to a 4th and 10. Hanover can end it right here. And in one play, a 58-game winning streak that has spanned for 4.5 years can come to a concrete end. And what a game for these two teams, for these two programs who have been incredible. 4th and 10 for Axtell at the Hanover 31 with 32 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Axtell, Detweiler dropping back, surveying the field, launching deep, and deflected. The Hanover Wildcats will end the 58 game winning streak against the Axtell Eagles. What an end to what has been a beautiful story here for Axtell. And an absolute cinematic upset and finish here for the Hanover Wildcats at their own home field, 26-18 over the Axtell Eagles. Payback for the 43-game winning streak that was ended over 4 years ago. The victory formation, the kneel. And Hanover snaps the 58-game winning streak to the number one ranked team in the state of Kansas in 8-man Division II. Axtell's made history, but Hanover has stamped it into the books. 26-18 is your final score here from Hanover, Kansas. What a game. What a game. You can hear the Hanover crowd, the student section, the tailgaters, the grandparents, the parents, the community, the players on the field. This has been a moment they have anticipated for 4 years. And Axtell has nothing to put their head down on. They're a team that can still win 5 straight consecutive championships. They know what they need to work on. They have faced a top team. They can come back and get the revenge in a matchup here in the playoffs here against Hanover. All right, we're going to take a step aside. Again, thank you for everyone tuning in. We still got a couple more breaks to hit, as well as our post-game show and our Player of the Game segment. 26-18, the Hanover Wildcats take the victory, ending the 58-game winning streak here over the Axtell Eagles. We're back after this.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you.
Yep.
Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Do you know
I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44. My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network for our post-game show brought to you by BL Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BLOutdoors.com. Well, unfortunately, the historical winning streak here for Axel does come to an end, but it's not one to hang your head down low on. This Axel team, they brought out fight in that second half. They made the game close. At one point, they were down 26-6 with 7 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. It was a surefire lock that they were going to lose the game. But with a 77 kickoff return touchdown, as well as an onside kick recovery and a 35-yard drive for another score, Axel made it a 26-18 game. But that's where their score will finalize that. The Hanover Wildcats now move to 7-0 on the season. 5-0 in the Twin Valley League and 4-0 in the district, winning both the league and the district titles. The Axel Eagles now dropping to 6-1 here on the season, taking their first win or their first loss in over 4 years. They dropped to 3-1 in the Twin Valley League, and they lose their first district game. Both these teams are already guaranteed the playoffs, and both these teams will definitely potentially be reuniting in it. Again, great game from both these teams. Looking here at the total numbers, the Axel Eagles had a total of 227 yards of offense, 116 passing yards, 111 rushing yards. And you look here over at the Hanover side, they had 190 rushing yards, 56 passing yards combined for 246 yards of offense. A great night, really, from everybody. Cohurst finished the night well with 13 carries for 73 yards and 4 total touchdowns. You can't forget about Juman, though. Juman, a nice night. 9 carries, 44 yards. Super Bruna, he had a terrific night. A total of 10 carries and 57 yards. And then you turn things over and look here at the Axel side. Wyatt Detweiler, he had well over 10 carries on the game. 16 carries for well over 45 yards on the game. Liebarger also rushed for over 5 carries for over 30 yards. Rushing as well, Schmitz, he got the ball 6 total times for over 30 yards in the game. So unfortunately, Axel does come up short, but they'll have a chance to bounce back before the playoffs against Frankfurt. They'll have that game at home, and then Hanover will finish out their season with a non-district game against Lynn. But the Hanover Wildcats, they have outright secured the district title, and they have outright secured the Twin Valley League title for the first time in 4 years since Axel has went on the mighty, mighty four-peat. All right, we're going to take one more step aside real quick. We'll be back for our Player of the Game segment right after this. Again, Hanover 26, Axel 18.
Count to five and go. I can't. The machine locked up on me. Count to five and go.
We're going to keep things here for our Player of the Game segment, brought to you by the Farmers Same Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. So here, our Player of the Game going to Kadra Cohurst to finish with an absolute terrific night on the ground, rushing 13 carries for 73 yards, 4 rushing touchdowns, or for 70 yards rushing and 4 rushing touchdowns. In the air, he went 11 of 17 with 56 yards and 1 interception. So, again, combining for a total of 126 yards of offense for 4 total touchdowns. Kadra Cohurst is able to get it done for his team and get this upset here over the Axel Eagles. As I said, Axel now 6-1 on this season, losing their first league, district, and game for the last 4 years, ending a 58-game winning streak. Still lots to, you know, not hold their head on, but to keep their head up high. They still have a chance to win 5 straight consecutive titles. They know what they need to work on. They know what they need to fix. They got to play more physical here down the stretch of the playoff of the season. And they showed that right now, as of currently, they are the number one ranked team here in the state of Kansas as they improved to 7-0 on the season. Hanover now will face Frankfurt here at home to finish out the season. Or excuse me, at Lynn here to finish out the season, where actually will finish out the season at home versus Frankfurt. So again, thank you everybody who tuned in to an amazing game this week. We've had an amazing past couple of games to finish out this regular season. It has been incredible. Thank you all for tuning in. Again, 26-18, Hanover Wildcats with the upset over the Axel Eagles. From Crittenden, from Troy Prophet, and from Kurt Kilman back in studio, thank you for tuning in to 92.1 KMZA.